It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msconews.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for our Benedictine football today and joined by head coach Joel Osborne. Coach, that was a great outing last week that the Ravens had here at home.
Yeah, our kids came out ready to play. They had a lot of energy. We played fast and physical, and guys did their jobs, and I was really happy with how many turnovers were created on defense. Our special teams played great. Our field position all day on offense was really good. I think we averaged starting the ball at our own 44-yard line, so that's really good position to start.
Not just because of the opponent, but the team just looked very different than it did up in Peru 2 weeks ago. What was the difference, Coach? What was the thing that happened or the difference in the mindset?
Well, I think our guys just came out against Peru a little bit overconfident. And, you know, when you start comparing scores and stuff like that, that's where college football gets a little tricky because everything's matchup driven. And Peru had some good matchups versus us that we didn't really understand until we got into the game, and we said, oh boy, these guys got a couple players that can really hurt us, and they did on both sides of the ball the whole game. And then you go to the Clark week, and you know, we made some adjustments. Our guys really, you know, number one, we respected our opponent. Number two, we played fast and physical. Number three, we did our jobs. Versus Peru, we did none of those. So if you do those things, you're going to have a chance to win football games. If you don't, anybody in college football can beat you.
Garrett, again, had a great game. Like so many, he suffered with the tremendous heat out there, but I tell you what, he looked sharp.
Yeah, he did. He came on. He was really efficient. I thought he was able to distribute the ball. We had 12 different guys catch a pass, and what's ironic about it is that it's our two starting receivers, Buto and Adger, did not have a catch. So I was really pleased with how we spread the ball around. You know, Luke came in the second half was 9 for 9, did the same thing Garrett did as far as spreading the ball around, was very efficient. So overall, we had a really good day as an offense.
And defensively also, I mean, anytime you put that goose egg up, it's a great day.
Yeah, you talk about guys stepping up and leading. Jalen James really had a great week and a great game. And then we had guys make plays. And so, you know, guys did their jobs. They weren't able to run the ball on us. And when they were throwing it, we were able to get some, you know, some turnovers. That was a big deal.
Now, with that in mind, big week of preparation for Graceland here today. How did we go?
It went really well. I thought our defense came out and did a great job on Tuesday and Wednesday. Had a decent Thursday offensively. We got off to a little bit of a slow start, but we really had our best day Thursday. And so, you know, I'm really pleased with how practice went. Like I told our guys, you know, you just got to keep getting a little bit better. And so that's what we're looking to do is improve for this week.
Grayson is a team that, it's no secret, has been having some struggles over the past season or two. But every team's got good things. What things does Grayson have?
Well, I think they got a couple of skill guys offensively that can do some things to us. And then defensively, they got a couple outside backers that are good players. So, but like you said, it's really not about who we're playing. It's about how we play. And so we want to go out there and be sharp. We want to create a lot of energy and play fast and physical and fly around to the ball.
As you game plan for this one, do you game plan and do things differently? Is it every week a whole different team that comes in, or is it the same team just morphed a little bit and tweaked in some areas?
Yeah, the game plan is very simple offensively. We try to get the ball in space to our best players to attack their worst players. You know, and space can be defined in a lot of different areas. Could be the deep ball, could be running in the A-gap, could be throwing a bubble. So that's what we try to do. We try to attack all parts of the field. You know, a lot of it depends on what type of look they're giving you to certain formations, and then how can you get your best players in the position to be successful against them. And then defensively, yeah, that's going to be a little different. They're running triple option. So you're back to assignment football, and you're not running your base defense. You're running your defense to stop the triple option. So that presents some challenges as well. So, and then, but overall, we did do more good on good at practice this week. We wanted to, you know, have some of that competition, and that really helped us. I felt like we had a really physical week of practice, and we'll be ready to go.
A game like last week that you won 68-0 gives you some chances probably to implement some things, test some things, try some things, try some guys. Were you able to find out any new things about your team?
Well, we had quite a few new guys playing, starting outside linebacker Javai Blomquist, number 5, true freshman, did a great job. Everybody played that suited for the game. So I thought that was really cool that everybody got in and got some reps. You know, we had running back Jonah Roberts, who hadn't played yet, had a great game for us in the second half, came out and led us in rushing, had some receiving yards as well. So some of those guys that are kind of unknown that people don't know about that practice, you know, every day, they're working their tails off, and they came out and performed well. That was really good to see.
Anybody jump up or anybody say, hey, coach, look at me?
Well, if you look at Jack Hoskins, started at corner, and he ended up having an interception and really didn't give up many passing yards at all. You know, that really was impressive. And so, yeah, you're going to see a few more guys out there this week that you haven't seen. Some of it's due to injury still. Some of it's due to COVID-related issues. But guys are going to be ready to play. I think we're going to have 10 true freshmen playing this game.
As an old Iowa guy, have you ever been to Lamoni? Have you been to Grayson? Are you familiar with it at all?
Familiar with it. I have actually not been there myself, but very familiar with it. You know, Bruce Jenner, I went to school there, so everybody knows that. I know they were really good at basketball a few years ago. So, no, it's exciting to get a chance to go on the road and play in my home state.
Coach, we wish you and the Ravens best of luck today.
Thanks, Tom.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with a Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. And for me, it's quite simple. You're playing Graceland, who's losers of 22 straight. And for Benedictine, don't overlook this Graceland team. You've got a big game coming up next Saturday afternoon in Wilcox Stadium as Benedictine will host Culver Stockton. But before that, you got to come away with a win against this Graceland team who has really struggled all season. So for me, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill key to the game: don't overlook this team. Kickoff coming up here shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, welcome to Lamoni, Iowa, and the campus of Grayson University, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the Grayson Yellow Jackets. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer, in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you here. Gus, we are high above the stands. It is as spectacular a day as you could hope for college football.
Yeah, it's fantastic out here, and you know, the weather tends to be pretty good when we're up here in Lamoni, Iowa. 70 degrees, 28% humidity, wind west-southwest at 13 miles per hour, and 30.09 inches of mercury today.
Joseph will appreciate that. The high humidity, the crystal clear azure skies, and it is gorgeous outside. The wind from the north, it is going to be completely inconsequential. Team captain out of the field, getting ready to have the flip of the coin. It has been won by Graceland, by Benedictine.
No, Graceland wins. Okay. They're going to defer their decision. So the Raven offense says, sure, go out on the field first.
I'm doing a little bit of quick mathematics here, and let me get these back over into your hands. We're about ready to get underway. Look at that. It seems like we've got a lot of officials out there. 3, 6. We got all 8 officials who are going to be taking care of this thing today. Grayson comes into the ball game. Gus, they have a team that, if you look at their record, they're struggling. If you look at their team statistics, they struggle. But you know what? That's a trap. You've got to put all of that out of your mind. I mean, that means nothing coming in here today. Ravens have just got to absolutely take care of business and not look at this team and say, well, we're okay.
Yeah, Graceland is a team who last week ran 49 plays for 156 yards, but I will tell you, they are one team that can keep the football away from you running that triple option. So for the Ravens, yes, we're right there. For the Ravens, you got to come out against this team and score at every opportunity. Last week, Benedictine did pretty well with that, right? Knocking in 10 touchdowns on 13 possessions.
And with that in mind, Yellow Jackets are going to be putting the toe to the football to begin things. Their kicker is Shane Harper, young guy out of Lee Summit, Missouri. 6-foot-tall sophomore went to Blue Springs South High School, Benedictine, with their typical duo of return man Trey Adger, Austin Buto. Harper moves one of his linemen in front of him out of his way a little bit, advances on the ball, the kick is away, it is end over end, and it is going to be taken by Buto at the 4. Austin will bring it over to the right side at the numbers. Up the right to the 25, 30, 35, 40. Buto hit from behind, pulls away at the 45, 50. Austin down the right side to the 40-yard line and bumped out of bounds into the Yellow Jacket bench. And what a return, Austin Buto.
What a return for Connor Walker, the big linebacker for Benedictine on the kick coverage unit. 2 pancakes on that play on his way, leading Buto down to the 42-yard line. And for Grayson, you look out here, nice new turf.
And for Grayson, I'm not sure those are not nice new uniforms. They are gold jerseys, gold pants with the, is that a flat black helmet and lettering and trim?
Eat that flat black.
First and 10, Benedictine at the Yellow Jacket 42. Snap back. Garrett hands over to the left side. Here goes Rayshard. Bounding out to the edge. Cannot get around the corner. Will pick up only a couple of yards down to the 40-yard line. The tackle over there by the defensive end, Anthony Tuamaanga. And it will bring up a second down, 8 for Benedictine.
Anthony, the number 2 tackler on this team, and quickly, Benedictine going to change out the tailback. They're going to bring in Damon Wigan for this second down call.
Wigan is going to be on the left hand of the quarterback. QB's back to throw, looks left, throws left, kind of the line of scrimmage, taking it up the left side, cutting it to the middle, picking up a first down, and down to the 30-yard line, maybe even the 29. That was just a pass to the outside edge, and for Benedictine, a freshman, Gus, a true freshman, Fabian Najika, out of Powder Springs, Georgia. That is the first time we have ever spoken his name on a football broadcast, isn't it? Here goes the second down call. Second down call, or first down call, Benedictine at the 30. QB's going to hand off in the backfield. There's a tackle for a big loss of 10. The Ravens will put it in the hands of Buto, who was on a little bit of a jet sweep. It was diagnosed perfectly, and Kai Davis, he is the one of the defensive leaders on this team for Grayson, making a big, good play.
Yeah, Kai Davis, one of the big outside linebackers for this Grayson team, coming in from New Orleans, Louisiana. 14 tackles on the season, doing a great job getting into the backfield, disrupting the play. They'll bring up now a 2nd and 15 for the Raven offense.
They're going to take out a D-end and a safety and bring in an extra couple of linebackers on the second down and long call. Quarterback Garrett Kendall, 6'4" senior. Penalty markers all over the Ravens are going to cost themselves another 5.
At that time, Garrett trying to draw everybody else offside, but half of his line to move.
Tampa's action, 6-0 White. 5-yard penalty, taking out.
So for Benedictine, what was a promising initial possession of the afternoon has suddenly stalled and is now moving backward. And the Ravens are now looking at a 2nd and 20 into the ballgame for Benedictine. You're going to find redshirt freshman Court Madison out of Washburn Rural. He's going to take out Harry O'Neill. Over to the left side, Reed Levi. QB's back. Runs right, looks right, now looks left, now is going to run. He's at the 40, 35, Kettle 30, Kettle 25, gives himself up at the 23-yard line. He got most of it back, about a 17-yard gain on a run-for-your-life scramble for Garrett Kettle.
Yeah, Kettle was going to be hitting the backfield, did a great job of chucking it, kicking up the middle of the field, but went into a slide when really, I think if he just holds on to the football, he was going to beat everybody to the end zone. Instead, he gives himself up at the 25.
And they're going to give him a short mark on that. Again, it's where you begin giving yourself up. They're going to call it, as you've spotted it, 25-yard line, 3rd down, 5, Benedictine. Moshe will come to the right side. Kettle back to throw. ISO pass over the middle. It's going to be juggled and caught right inside the 20 for a 1st down by Reed Levi. Benedictine will advance the sticks. 1st and 10, Raven.
That time, Reed Levi working against the cornerback, Cedric August. Now, Cedric, a big guy at 6 foot, but 175 pounds working against Reed Levi, who's 6'4", 223.
Buteau will come slot right. Wide to the right side, Pete Cadena. Wing to the right side is going to be Reed Levi. Single running back in the backfield is Rayshon Mills. Kettle looking to call signals on the 1st and 10 at the 19-yard line. Well, hand off. Rayshon gets to the 20, 15, down the left side, hurdles at the 10, down to the 5-yard line. It's 1st and goal, Benedictine at the 4. Bad time, Rayshon went airborne. It terrifies me when you see those running backs or receivers or whomever is carrying the ball leave their feet to hurdle a defender, but Rayshon did it there, and the 5'11 senior has BC set up 1st and goal.
Yeah, nice run right there by your big running back, Rayshon Mills. And Mills coming off a game last week where he had 5 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown.
They're going to say he's stepped out of bounds at the 6. It is 1st and goal from there. Reed will set up. We've got movement all over the place. Markers, markers, and more markers. And BC will cost themselves more yardage.
I think everybody but Zion moved on that play.
Start. 63.
There's a young man who's not far from home. getting a little bit ahead of the play. So for Benedictine, the ball is going to move back. It'll bring up a 1st and goal. We're now about 12 yards out.
Benedictine with 2 penalties on this drive. How about this? Last week against Clark, only 2 penalties the entire game.
Mills still to the backfield. Receivers to the right side, the wide side. Garrett is back, looks right, throws a BB into the ground right at the feet of Trey Adger. It is incomplete, and Garrett wound up, because he put a little mustard on that one.
Yeah, put a little too much behind it and just drove it into the ground right in front of Trey Adger. And you heard Coach Osborne talking in the pregame. Trey didn't catch a pass last week against Clark, and today already caught one and been targeted a couple other times.
Look who's sliding into the ball game for Benedictine, the freshman. Jayshon Todd will come in, and he'll be slot to the right side. 2nd and goal, 12 yards out. Jayshon will take it on to Jeff Swift to the left side, gets down to the 10-yard line, pushed out of bounds at the 6. Jayshon, incredible speed, but he's just not a really big, big guy at 5'10", buck 70.
And the problem is, he's not one of those guys who's really going to put a foot down and get north and south. And so that time, he angled his way down to the 6, and it'll bring up a 3rd and goal there for the Raven offense.
Yeah, he's going to outrun you, but he's not going to run over you, I don't suspect. 3rd and goal, Benedictine. They're in 4-down territory. I'm just going to tell you that right now, the early disclaimer. Quarterback back to throw again. Garrett lobbing the fade pattern in the end zone. It's going to be pass interference in the end zone. He was looking for Reed Levi, and the defender, Cedric August, up over his back. And they're going to give the Ravens a 1st and goal. Officials having a little halftime, having a little powwow out there, getting the call squared up. And they're going to back this thing down in, inside the five. Here's your call.
Pass interference, defense, number seven. That penalty would be enforced to the 2-yard line. Penalty occurs in the end zone.
There you have it. First and goal, but he did a great job of laying that out and explaining exactly what was going on there.
Yeah, but I forget we're in Iowa.
It is a first and goal at the 2. Reed Levi again is going to set up the blocking back. The handoff is going to go to Rayshon. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Rayshon Mills standing up and walking in. And Benedict has taken the opening kickoff and broken out on top with 10:43 to go in the opening quarter, 6-0.
Nice little inside handoff right there to Rayshon Mills and just following his big offensive line right behind Clayton Mordecai in the center, Zion Mathis.
It is Tegan Trammell. And to kick it away for the Ravens. And Garrett Kettle, of course, will also stay in as your holder. Garrett is a multi-talented, multi-faceted athlete. The placement is good. The boot with plenty of height and length is through it. We've got a timeout on the field. The brink of the action coming at 10:43 to go. Opening quarter from Lamoni, Iowa. It's Benedict and 7. Graceland is scoreless.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
the kick for Benedictine by Cullen Bruner is high and deep, and Jalen Gillen is going to field it near the goal line, drops the ball, goes back, picks it up, and the Raven kick coverage will swarm him at the 9-yard line. And Gus, of all the things Yellow Jackets needed to begin their initial series of the day, it's not a long field, and that's exactly what they've got.
Yeah, they needed a Benedictine-type kickoff return right there, and it's
instead,
they're looking at a long field, and they broke the huddle with 12. So the guy who fumbled the ball? The guy who misplayed the kick stayed out on the field, and then they said, oh, by the way, you're not in for this one.
So that penalty will take it halfway to the goal. It'll be just inside the 5-yard line, and for Graceland, what a start. Not only are you inside the 5, but it's first and 15 for the Yellow Jackets. They come into the ball game today, 0-4 on the season, and we're going to talk about some of their numbers after this first play. Quarterback Michael Lewis, a freshman, going to hand off into the middle of the line. They'll bounce outside, and there's some room, and up to the 10, doesn't matter. This one's coming back, another penalty marker at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I'm going to guess you didn't have enough guys on the line. The thing came in right as the ball was snapped.
Well, the officials got
it.
Officials get this on
short. Neutral zone infraction.
So they had a wide receiver that lined up. And again, all you got to do is look to the right, ask the official, am I on the line? Am I too far? Do I need to back up? And instead, snap the ball and you're across the line.
For Grayson last week, guys, you've made great notes here. On the day, only 8 first downs, 3 of 13 in success on third down. For the Yellow Jacket team, the offense having its struggles. Backs on either side of the quarterback. He'll hand off into the left side of the line, and it's going to be good maybe to the 5-yard line. He'll pick up a yard, perhaps 2. It will bring up a second down 15. Also last week, they've had 2 penalties so far in this first possession. They had 4 penalties last week. Only 39 yards of penalty suffered. They also turned the ball over, 3 fumbles, and one interception.
Three fumbles lost.
Three fumbles lost.
They have four total fumbles in the ballgame, lost three of them.
Second down, 15, at their own five-yard line. Quarterback will keep it. He's in trouble, makes a late pitch, hit at the edge and down at the six-yard line. Quarterback Michael Lewis was going to boot, and then he said, uh-uh. Defense was closed on him. He made a very late pitch. Tyler Tierney stayed with the play, and it will bring up now a third down at about 13 for Graceland. This is the initial possession of the afternoon for the Yellow Jackets. We're now at 9:20 to go in the opening quarter with Benedictine leading here early 7-0. Graceland huddling up literally, what, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage? I mean, they're...
Now a penalty marker is going to come in.
They have 12 in the huddle.
12 in the huddle again.
Yep.
So is this three penalties in
three penalties?
Plays?
Graceland, after this is to the goal...
Man, get behind the field goal, man.
Okay, you got three penalties in the first minute and a half of their first possession.
Or three penalties on your first three plays of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, for Graceland, it's been an uphill climb all season. But right now, you can't even get some of these basic things going. It's going to be a long day. And, right, how about this? They not only have Benedictine today, you know what they got next week? Baker?
Yeah, Baker. Uh-huh, exactly. How about that? Right there. Here we go. It is a third down at about 16. QB rolls right from his end zone. Thinking about throwing down. He's going to run. He's got a little room at the 5. Cuts back in the middle of the 10. Drops the ball, and Benedictine covers it up inside the 15-yard line. It was ripped out of the arms of Michael Lewis by the Raven middle linebacker, Gavin Spangler. It is 1st and 10. Benedictine at the 15.
That's the problem. When you get to the sideline and you're going to cut all the way back across the field, you got to remember that that's where everybody's flowing from. So make sure to lock that thing away. And quarterback Michael Lewis just holding it like a loaf of bread, almost the ball away.
It was a Jamie Mueller carry of the football. One hand waving it around out there in space. The difference was Jamie could do that and pretty much crush the football in his hand, and he could not make that happen. It is 1st and 10, Benedictine. They'll begin this possession in pretty good field position to the Graceland 15-yard line.
Hey, the Canes are at the break leading by 49 points.
There you go. Motion will go to the left side, short side. Quarterback Kettle back to throw. Fires one, caught at the 5, down to the 3, pushed out of bounds. It'll be 1st and goal, Benedictine. The ball caught by Reed Levi. Young guy out of Rockhurst having a good start to the game today.
Yeah, Reed Levi is a guy who we talked in the early going. They really haven't targeted him as much as we thought they would, but 2 catches already here in the first 2 possessions of the ballgame.
Play being shuttled in from the far sideline, and quarterback Garrett Kettle from Alta Loma, California, is going to have his running back over to his right hand. We'll hand off to him, and driving in, leaning short of the goal line by inches, Rayshon Mills. I thought he was going to get there, and then at the last moment, a defender was able to turn him sideways so it could not extend over the goal line. It is now for the Ravens, 2nd and goal inside the 1.
Yeah, and for the Ravens right now, they're able to just run downhill at will, and now you're going to see Jayshon checking out of the ballgame, and the Ravens are going to bring in the big tight end, Court Madison, 6'4", 220 freshman out of Topeka's Washburn Rule.
So 2 big tight ends in the ball game for Benedictine. Ravens are going to have Kettle about 5 yards deep. They're going to shift one tight end to the other. They're going to double up on the left side with blockers. They'll hand off to Rayshon. He's hit in the backfield, and he is blown up for a loss on the play. That was a great defensive play in the middle by the Yellow Jackets. That may be Brady Langloss. And that will bring up for Benedictine a 3rd and goal at the 5-yard line. Augusta Ravens had put the both tight ends on the left side. Everybody knew they were going to run, and still somehow the defender got through the line of scrimmage and into the backfield.
Yeah, and that time it was actually number 18, Kevin Cameron, a 6-foot senior linebacker out of Grant City, Missouri.
Rayshon still in the backfield on his 3rd down play. Quarterback's got his pass is batted in the air at the line of scrimmage, and the Ravens incomplete. What will they do on 4th and goal at the 1? That was Kai Davis. 2nd big play for Kai. Now Benedictine is going to have to settle for a field goal. This is bad. I mean, this is not what the Ravens look for. You get that big break. We talked about it early. You can't take this team lightly. You've got to score on them when you can. Needed to come out of this with 6.
yeah, I probably would have left the offense on just because your defense is playing so good on the early going. Here comes, what, Cullen?
Yep, Cullen Bruner. Or excuse me, Keegan Trammell. Keegan is in for the kick. It is down, it is up, and it is good. Joseph, we're going to take a break. 7:10 to go. Opening quarter from Iowa. Benedictine now 10. Graceland scoreless.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Lamona, where the Benedictine kick is away, field into the 5-yard line, and brought up the right side. Great special team hack tackle by Harry O'Neill, and the Yellow Jackets, Gus, will have their best field position of the afternoon, beginning the series at their own 21-yard line. Ravens out in front, 10-0, 7:04 to go here in the opening quarter. It is, again, 70 degrees. It is so nice outside. Great day for college football.
So Keegan Trammell made that field goal for Benedictine. About the Benedictine's first made field goal of the season.
Here's a sweep to the left side. It's in the hands of running back, and Brandon Young can't get to the edge. Tyler Tierney, how about your free safety making a tackle 3 yards deep in the backfield?
Well, we saw Tyler Tierney do this a lot against William Penn a few weeks ago. He's the number three tackler on the team. He might play safety, but he is a guy who really likes to play in the box and is more of an outside linebacker type.
It is for Graceland a second down and a dozen. And they're taking a long time as they look over to the near side and get the play brought in. Motion will go to the right. Quarterback will keep it, go into the line. No, he is upended, and it's going to be down for maybe a half a yard gain. Not even back to that first line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down and a big 10.
No. It's going to be automatic first down. You're going to have unnecessary roughness, I think, against the defense. When the quarterback got picked up and driven down, that's, I think, going to be the penalty. And Jalen's not happy with it because he said, yeah, but he's got the ball.
Here comes the official making his call.
Number five.
I think maybe they were 6'5". It's all kind of the same. Bottom line is that was the best offensive play so far this afternoon for Graceland. The penalty against Benedictine will advance the football up across the 35-yard line. Yellow Jackets first and 10 of their own 36. Guess I'm wondering, and I know we don't have any way to know this, I'm wondering what the best field position Graceland had last week was. Were they across midfield?
Good question.
I think that's a fair question. It is first and 10. Graceland at their own 36-yard line. Quarterback Michael Lewis will keep it. Run right. Duck in. 45. Runs out of bounds. And they're going to have him right at the first down marker. A little across the first down marker. First and 10 again. Graceland moving to football.
Give Jalen James credit for the stop on the play right there for Benedictine and for Graceland. Possession number two has looked a lot better than their first possession of the ball game. They're starting to figure some things out. They're starting to move the ball near midfield. They've got it out to the 46.
They have some of the biggest running backs. We don't even have it down there. Number 32 for Grayson is like the tailback, and this guy is a fireplug. QB is back to throw. He's chased out of the pocket. Starts left. Nowhere to go. Starts right. Directing traffic. Chased out of pocket. Missed by a tackler. Runs up the left side and then finally decides, I'm just going to get out of bounds and we're going to do this over. He will not lose any yardage. It's second and 10. But a lot of running and running for his life by Michael Lewis.
Yeah, Will Hurtado, the freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska, the last guy, wasn't able to bring him down. And, again, the quarterback ran a long ways to pick up no yards.
Okay, the new running back in there for Grayson is Jashawn McGraw. I said Firebug, 5'10", 240. Okay.
So they just got him in a different number today?
32 today is what he's wearing.
Sounds about right.
Handoff is going to go to that big running back, and he will power to the 50-yard line, put his head down, and go into Raven territory at the 49. It is third down and 5, Graceland. And they are in Benedictine territory for the first time this afternoon at the Raven 49-yard line. We're at 4 minutes and 40 seconds and rolling along here in this first quarter. BC leads Graceland 10 to nothing on the road here today.
Is that some kind of a rule if you're from Iowa, you got to wear gold and navy?
Maybe. Ask the Hawkeyes. Let's see. Here's a handoff right side. Big guy rumbling. First down. Plenty more. Down the 40. Down close to the 35-yard line. What a run by Jashawn McGraw. And Graceland has found something.
Yeah. They've also lied a little bit in the program. Okay. Let's talk about Jashawn McGraw. They list him at 5'10", 240 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Jashawn is maybe 5'10".
Jashawn is 6 foot tall.
Yeah, and he's probably like 275.
Ever been to that, 285. Yeah, he is big guy. And he's quarterback is going to keep it this time, and he is driven into the ground. Looking to go to the right, found no room. All he found instead was Spencer Witt.
Yeah, Spencer Witt doing a great job of staying at home right there. He didn't bite on the fake inside to the fullback. Instead, he was waiting on the corner and was able to throw the quarterback for a yard loss on the play. It'll bring up now second and 11 for this Graceland offense on their second possession of the afternoon.
And here comes Jashawn McGraw out of the ball game. Yellow Jackets are going to go with a different package and bring Torrin Polk in. Torrin's the leading rusher on this team. Last week, on 5 carries, 50 yards. He's run 35 times this year for 130 yards with couple of fumbles.
That's like a good game, right? 35 for a buck 39?
Yes. Left-handed pass to the quarterback is going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Little fancy footwork, dancing around and not eluding the defenders and not picking up the first down. Great work on Reggie Wilson. Made the catch, but then could not get beyond that. It was Gavin Spangler over there for Benedictine, third down and 2 for the Yellow Jackets. Gus, Reggie Wilson made that catch. 5'8" sophomore out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. One of the high schools you like to, you know, go by and watch a play, Dillard High School. So there you go. Third down 2, Graceland.
There's some palm trees around this lake out here.
They should be. And you light them at Christmas, and quarterback is back, lobs one, left side, got his man, pushes, shove it, caught it, drops at the goal line. You can hear the crowd, but this is going to be a pass interference called against Benedictine. And Graceland, Gus, is doing what every team that plays Benedictine does. You get a big receiver against a small corner, and you throw it up to him and let him go up after that football. And in that case, that ball was tossed to Brant Peltier, 6'4" freshman out of Texas, and he's covered by about a 5'7", 5'8" corner.
Yeah, so Grant is a wide receiver. He's the long snapper, and he's going up against a 5'9". And a tight end, but he's going against a 5'9" cornerback out there.
We're going to let the officials make the call here and see what this is about. The marker down at the 7-yard line.
Now, they're over here talking to Nate Robinson, and I'm not so sure. Maybe we don't have 2 penalties. See, Nate's not happy with whatever the answer is. We might have offensive and defensive pass interference here.
Nate Robinson, the third season head coach for this Graceland team. And he's battled through some lean years, okay, for the Yellow Jackets Football Club. Coming into the ballgame for Grayson, Reggie Wilson is checking back in.
We are in Iowa.
That is true.
I mean, these officials,
they are the slowest.
We've been on this play long enough. I mean, both coaches have the next play already sent in. They've got this figured it out.
Caleb Patterson is also checked back in. Caleb Patterson, a young man out of probably the care listing area, out of Rosendale, Missouri, went to North Andrew High School. And Gus, They play a different style of ball at North Andrew.
We have done a game from North Andrew, right?
Yeah. The Cardinals, right?
Yeah. Eight-man football. All right.
The officials have gone to the book. They pulled the rule book out, and they're reviewing it out here at the 38.
Both penalties are against Graceland. So it's a pass interference and an eligible receiver downfield against Graceland.
Oh, my gracious.
So the only thing I can figure is that when he got that wide open, it had to come across the middle of the field as a pick play, and that's where the pass interference came. Because it was the backside, the topside official that threw it, so it had to be a pick across the middle.
Getting that kind of separation, something happened. Quarterback back to throw on this third down and very long. And again, same play, same way, and it's going to be incomplete. Not only thrown deep and well out of the reach of Jalen Gillian, but it was out of bounds when it came to the crowd.
Yeah, he threw it out of bounds and didn't even give his receiver a chance to make a play on that football. So the incomplete pass and a possession for Graceland that really looked like they were starting to figure some things out and put together a good possession. Instead, down 10 and are going to punt the ball away for the first time this afternoon.
Austin Buteau for Benedictine with already one outstanding kick return today. The opening kick of the game will stand in at his own 10-yard line. He's waiting for the kick from Shane Harper. Harper at his own 41. Snapback is perfect. The advance and the left foot kick. Left foot kicker, left-handed quarterback for Grayson. Taken to the 10-yard line by Buteau, and he will be dropped just short of the 20. Ravens will be out on offense. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 19-3. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. BC leads it 10-0 here. So, you know what Grayson did with that position? Gus, they took time off the clock, okay?
They did, and I think that's kind of what they want to do, is shorten up this game. And their punter, Harper, that is his 25th punt of the day, and I think by the end of the day, he's going to be over 1,000 punting yards this season.
Garrett Kettle is going to bring wide to the right side. Rayshon trips right for BC. Garrett, all alone in the backfield, is going to scramble. Now he's going to run with the ball, tucks it underneath. He's not going to get to the edge and push out of bounds around the 22-yard line. He'll get a couple, two, maybe 3 yards over to the right side before he's bumped out of bounds. Grayson with good pursuit over there by Kai Davis again. Kai's been absolutely everywhere for this Yellow Jacket defense, doing a nice job today. Second down, 8 BC.
And so now the Ravens quickly over the football, maybe looking to go to a little bit of a hurry-up stop.
They got two deep coverage for Graceland. And then, 34 on the front half. Wraparound handoff, Rayshon dances into the line, picks up a block, gets to the 30, up to the 31-yard line, and give that run to Jayshon. Jayshon Todd with the run. But you know what? That thing was sprung out there by big Zion Mathis.
Yeah, Zion Mathis, your center, did a great job. After snapping the ball, got up into that second level and was able to seal off that linebacker. Nice little run right there for Jayshon Todd.
And Benedictine picks up the first down. Now they're going to have 3-0 to the left side now. Four receivers to the left side for BC. Kettle in the backfield all alone. Fires one over into the backfield. Caught. 35, 40. Up the left side, 45. Here comes Austin Buteau across the 45. He'll be short of the midfield mark, but Buteau, a nice run. But now he comes up hobbling on the left ankle. He'll go off the field and let Patrick have a look at that.
And Cedric August, the cornerback over there, made the stop, and now he is going to check out. I think both players got a little banged up right there.
Now there are 10 players on the defense here. Arthur, count them for me. Benedictine, first and 10. Is there 11?
Yep.
Quarterback is back. He's in trouble. Kettle grabbed his helmet, ripped off his head. And it is rolling 40 yards downfield, and Kettle climbs to his feet. I've never seen a helmet ripped from a player's head and thrown that far. It was like the hammer throw in the Olympics. And this stadium is familiar with guys in the Olympics.
And here's the deal. Is what happened was you had a freshman out there, and he just got himself into a bad position.
Number 38, the offense.
Yeah, I don't think he set out with any malicious intent right there. He was going to make a hit on Kettle. Kettle ducks. He got his hand right where the face mask is, and the face mask just the whole helmet just pops off. The freshman going to come over to the near sideline, have a little conversation with his defensive coordinator, Bill Lawrence, in his second season, and say, hey, just tackle him lower.
Fortunate for the Ravens and for Garrett Kittle. He's up and seems to be just fine. You could have been hurt like that, but he looks like be just fine. Here's the handoff. Straight ahead running is Rayshon. He'll get inside the 35. Rayshon near the 30-yard line. Give him about 7 on the first-yard carry. And Gus, that's right up the B-gap.
Yeah, exactly where Rayshon runs best, right? Run downhill. Don't worry about trying to get outside and try to overthink the game a little bit. Rayshon is a great downhill runner. Again, 48 carries coming into today's game with 219 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Has already put another rushing touchdown on the board today.
Yeah, we talk about it. Does Rayshon have the outside speed? Sure, but his strength is running in the middle. And this time, they will hand it to him in the middle, but no blocking will mean no yardage. It'll pick up a third down for Benedict then once more. How about that middle linebacker, Kai Davis? He is just outstanding.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Kai Davis today. I mean, he has been playing downhill, getting right after the Raven offense, and reaching into the first quarter.
Here we go. We got a timeout of the field. We're in Lamoni, Iowa. After one, the Benedictine Ravens 10, Graceland scoreless.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, Benedictine goes to the second quarter, leading a 10-0, and looking at a third down and about 4. They're at the Graceland 32-yard line. Back to throws. Garrett Kittle lofts one left side. Timing pad looking for Train. Broken up expertly down at the goal line, and there's a marker.
There's a marker down at the 20, and I believe this could easily be sideline interference because the official was trying to run with the play, and I'm thinking he bumped into a coach over here, which... That's the case. It's not really going to be a big deal in the first one.
Back on 13, man.
Is that just a warning?
Yeah, so the first one's a warning.
Yeah.
Unless it's changed, the first one was always a warning, then it's a 5-yard penalty after that.
Benedict, then after last week against Clark having some pretty serious yardage, 539 yards, opening quarter today, 93 total yards. On 19 plays. Oh, what was that?
So because I guess we don't get a warning, or they already have. It's a 15-yard penalty. We'll mark this ball all the way down to the 17-yard line. Wow, that's a tough break right there for the Yellow Jackets.
Just when I thought Coach Robinson was not happy enough. Then you hit his sideline with a 15-yard penalty, and Benedictine in business. First and 10 at the 17 of the Yellow Jackets. Last time these two teams played, Gus, was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, back on October 13th of 2018. At the end of a quarter, it was 35-12. Benedictine would go on to win 84-12 that afternoon.
Not going to score that many points today. First down, back to throw Kettle. Looking over the middle. Again, throws one into the ground. 3 yards in front of his intended receiver. Garrett's accuracy today is not what we have seen it be.
That kind of looks like, you know, one of the ceremonial first pitches at a game.
you
never really know where it's going to end up. And yeah, Kettle has just been drilling that thing just straight down into the ground.
Remember, Gary did not finish the game last week against Clark. I think the heat and so forth was an issue for him, and he was replaced by Luke Laskowski, who finished the game and went 9-for-9 passing. Handoff is going to go straight into the middle of the line, inside the 15, and approaching the 10-yard line is going to go Damon Weigand. Damon in the backfield will pick up. They're going to mark him up at the 12. Give him 5 on that second down carry.
So it's going to bring up now a 3rd and 5 for this Raven offense, and it's taking a long time looking over the sideline. They're going to take Jayshon out of the game on this 3rd down call, and they're going to bring in another big body in Harry Balke.
Well, Damon Weigand is not a big body. He is your smallest running back at 5'9", 180, and that is in the program. Tight end is going to go to the right side. Quarterback is back. Timing pattern thrown is going to be caught right at the 6-yard line. And leaping catch by Reed Levi. 1st and goal, Benedictine.
Great play design right there. Reed Levi was your tight end. You send him in motion from left to right. He kind of did that little shuffle motion. Approached the defensive end like he was going to block him. And then just kind of slid by him. Got right behind him. Kettle did a great job of just lofting it over the end. And a 1st and goal for the Ravens right now at the 6.
Yellow Jackets are going to do a little shuffling around of personnel and going to add some players into that defensive front line, including 6'3", 300-pound freshman Andrew Martinez. But first, we're going to have a timeout taken. Let's enjoy the break. We're at 13:48 to go, opening half. It remains Benedictine 10, Graceland nothing.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back. Ravens looking at a 1st and goal. Garrett Kettle is back. Throws one off balance. It's going to be caught. Reed Levi down to the 5, down to the 4, and they'll say stepping out of bounds at the 3-yard line across the way. 6'4", tight end for Benedictine, Reed Levi out of Rockhurst High School. Ravens looking now at a 2nd down and goal at the 3. Both teams shuffling players in and out, and switching up the lineups a little bit. Benedictine with 2 receivers to the left side. Adger Buteau. Running back Mills. Garrett Kettle's been running this ball club. He will keep the ball. Cut straight up the middle. Touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kettle! He took the snap. Runs left behind Rayshon. The minute he saw daylight, cut back to his right and across the goal line. And at 13:15 to go in the 1st half, BC is up now 16 to nothing. PAT coming up here. We've got 4 BC. Tegan Trammell, we're looking to punch it through. Kicking into a light breeze here this afternoon. Should be inconsequential. This kick is airborne, and it is through, and we'll take another break, Joseph, if you will. 13:15 to go in the opening half. Ravens opening up a bit of a lead. Benedictine, 17, Graceland, nothing.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Good to have you back with us here in Lamoni as Benedictine kicks the ball away. Grayson is going to make a return, and a nice return by Reggie Wilson. He's a stud sophomore out of Fort Lauderdale. He's going to bring the ball back up to the 20, probably going to spot it down, around the 23-yard line, first and 10 for Grayson. Benedictine now in front, 17-0. Just a moment ago, it was a nice keeper by Garrett Kettle. He slid down the line, as if he was going to run around the outside to try to score, but saw a little daylight, planted that left foot, cut back to his right, and goes in for the score. Here's Michael Lewis. Three-step drop, fires it over to the right side. It's going to be caught there, breaking the first tackle, but not the second. It's going to be the receiver, Jalen Gillian. Some advance of the ball to the 31-yard line. That's a 9-yard pickup on the first down play. Lewis to Gillian. Second down, one. Graceland, very patient. Again, with that matte black helmet and a yellow jacket logo on either side. They have various uniform and helmet and logo combinations over the years. Here's a handoff to the big Fireflag running back, and he's running over. Oh, he blew up a defender across the 40 to the 43-yard line. What a run by big Jayshon McGraw, because he hit a linebacker, blew him up, and ran right over the top of him. My goodness.
He ran right over that outside linebacker safety type. And then finally, Jalen James comes over to make the stop on the play. Jalen, the leading tackler, and trying to close in on number two overall. Tackles, what, he's still about 20 away from Coppinger.
First down call. Quarterback hands off again to the big guy, and three defenders are going to gang up, led by Spencer Witt. Short gain this time for McGraw. And again, I'm telling you, we've mentioned this already today and probably will say it several more times, so don't please understand. But it's a big deal for Grayson to have found something that's working for them. And right now, that's Jayshon McGraw, the big, powerful running back, and straight ahead running.
You know what else he does? He helps keep the clock moving for Grayson.
Absolutely. A huge benefit is Benedictine has only scored 17 so far today. Second down, 8 call. The pitch is going to go to the sweep to the left side, looking to get, and they're reversing his field, and there is nowhere for Brandon Young to go. He will be dropped for the loss of about 4 or 5 all the way back to the Yellow Jacket 40-yard line.
Gavin Spangler in on the stop right there for the Ravens. Gavin, the number 2 tackler on this team, a sophomore out of Katy, Texas. 28 tackles coming into today's game, and Graceland looking at now a 3rd and long.
Now, Brandon Young has carried the ball a couple of times today. He is listed in your 2-deep as the number 2 quarterback, but he's so athletic. We talk about it with Coach before the game. You've got to get your athletic guys' hands on the ball so they get him in the game and put him as receiver or wide out, just some way to get him involved in this offense. 3rd down and 12. Lewis back looking, hit, smeared to the ground at the 35-yard line. Oh, Michael Lewis, he never had a chance to get rid of that thing.
The first guy back there, Matt Cobb. Now up to 2.5 sacks on the season. The second guy to help clean it up, Garrett Penvidic. Penvidic, a big junior out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California. And so for the Ravens, they're going to send their punt return unit out there, and it will be Austin Buteau settling in around the 25.
They're prior to Fort Dodge, Iowa. Aiden Simonson is your punter.
Okay.
He's had one blocked already today.
We talked about Fabian just a moment ago, the true freshman out of Powder Springs, Georgia. He's over here as one of your cornerbacks. So he's one of those 10 freshmen playing today.
Snap is back. The boot is nearly blocked. I thought he'd had it. The kick is high. Buteau will take it to the Raven 40-yard line. Comes over to the right side of the 45. Penalty markers are down, and Buteau will get it up to the 47-yard line. But the kicker was run into, and multiple markers are down at that point.
Well, and there's also one down here on the, 15? At the 45. So we've got penalties all over the place. We're going to have a probably 5-yard running into the kicker. We're also probably going to have a hold, I would guess, against the Ravens. And when it's all said and done, I believe we're going to probably re-kick this thing.
You've got to remember, this was a 4th down at about 17 or 18 yards to go, kind of a down a distance. Stop of the clock here with a long way to go in this game. Gus, 9:51 to play. We've referred to it a number of times. Grayson wants to see the clock running. Well, they've done that to some extent, but there's still a long, long way to go in this one today. See if we get some clarification by the officials here as to just what all of these markers are. And now they're talking to the head linesman, and the referee goes back again. The Iowa officials deliberate a lot. I'll give them that. They work very hard to try to keep these calls right.
He said, now, wait a second. What did you tell me? Let me write it down real quick.
They constantly refer to the notebook, and I guess that's okay, too. That's what you need to do. So, let's see what they've got here. Now they're over here referring to Coach Nate Robinson of Graceland, making sure that he knows what the calls are and the implications of accepting or not.
I don't think anybody really knows what the calls are at this point.
So the bad news for the Ravens is both penalties are against Benedictine, and I was left seeing how this shakes out. Where do you end up with ultimate field position after the acceptance of a penalty like that and a redo?
Can't tell you. If I'm Grayson, I probably would have just declined it, because Benedictine is really close to that last one, and I always think after a penalty like that, now you send the house after the kicker.
Well, again, the punter, Aiden Simpson is at his own 26-yard line. Buteau at the Benedictine 25. And here we go again. Snap back. It's a little high. He goes up and fields it. This time the kick is away. It is high. It is short. It is away from the return man. It bounces out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So, for Grayson, they did pick up a few yards. No return opportunity for Benedictine. And it'll be the Ravens back here with a 1st and 10. And you're right, because Jacob Gathright, I thought, may have been able to get a hand on that. On that punt.
And he was back there with his hands up after it got away, because he really thought he was going to get it. And I'm going to tell you, you better get a chip on Jacob Gathright, because he's so fast, he closes on your punter quickly. And that's why you also are 15 yards back on the drops.
Instead of seven?
Seven.
There you go. Here comes a BC offense. Kettle will give it off to Jay Sean. Todd will go to the right side, cut back into the middle. He's at the 35, 45, 50. There goes Jay Sean, 40. Jay Sean, 30. Down the right side, he's finally going to be pushed out of bounds as the defender comes from a long way across, but had the big angle and a huge carry for Benedictine and the 5'10 freshman, Jay Sean Todd.
I really thought once Jay Sean got into a little clean air that he was going to be gone on that play, and then the safety came all the way across the field, did a great job of angling up, and then forcing Jay Sean to step out of bounds at the 26.
Kettle, snap back.
Free play.
Throwing downfield. Markers all over. He wants Trey. He's got Trey. Does he hold on? It's incomplete at the goal.
I love that play right there, right? You're going to get a free play. It's offsides against Graceland, so even if it's intercepted, it's not going to hurt you. But go for the home run play right there.
There you go. That ball is going to be marked down all the way to the 20-yard line as Aiden Paquette is going to be guilty of getting into the neutral zone. 1st and 5. Benedictine now at the, going to mark him at the 21-yard line. I like how here Graceland plays. It is not the red zone, it's a gold zone if you look at the far sideline. Now here's Kettle over the middle, and he's got his man. Touchdown, Ravens! That's Trey Adger!
26-yard post pattern, and Trey Adger just in front of the cornerback, able to make the touchdown reception, and Benedictine now goes up 23-0 at the 9:20 mark.
Garrett Kettle, again, guys, he is throwing the ball with a great deal of velocity here this afternoon, but that one was spot on, and the great hands of Trey Adger pushes the Benedictine lead now to 23-0. Looking for a PAT here. Eyeing it up to put it through is going to be Tegan Trammell. This is that right hand. You know those guys up and down, eyeing it up, visioning it. Here's the kick, and it is good. We've got a break in the action. Down to 9:19 to go in the first half. It's all Benedict and Ravens 24, Yellow Jackets nothing.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
The kick to Graceland's Jalen Gilliland, and he's going to bring the ball up the field, crossing the 10, up to the 15, and runs into traffic at the 20-yard line. And for Benedict and Gus, is that Jared out there making that tackle?
Yeah, and also in on the tackle, you're going to have Lance McLaughlin, a sophomore linebacker out of Molino, Florida.
First and 10, Graceland. Yellow Jackets coming out over the football, looking for their first points in, well, frankly, a couple of weeks now. Grayson is 1-5 on third down. Here's a handoff into the middle. There is nothing gained here. It will bring up a second and 10. And again, Benedict, good job on the defense in the middle of the line for the Ravens. Looking at the guys coming up off of that stack. Oh my God, out there for BC now. That is Will Hurtado, a freshman defensive lineman out of Omaha, number 96.
So Hurtado, one of the 10 freshmen we're going to see today.
Here's the quarterback slides, makes the pitches, he's being hit. Big man is taken down for a loss on the play. They got it to McGraw, but how about Chubby Bloomquist? Chubby Bloomquist is giving up 4 inches and 80 pounds and still made an incredible one-on-one tackle on McGraw.
When recruited to Benedict, and Javi Bloomquist came in as a safety, because he's not the biggest guy in the world, a 5'9", a buck 80, and a true freshman, they've kind of walked him up from that safety position to play an outside linebacker, which is really good in today's football because you're going to get him on a lot of those tight ends or slot guys. And so he does a great job, and he's very versatile, and you can move him around.
Third down and 11. Quarterback mishandles it for a moment. Now steps up. He's going to be hit. He loses the first tackler, second tackler, third tackler. Cuts back and misses by the fourth tackler, fifth tackler. Look at him go at the 30, 35, 40. Over to the right side with it. It's going to be Michael Lewis at the 50. High steps into the 40 and out of bounds to the Raven 37-yard line. We had Raven after Raven missing tackles, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break here in Lamoni at 7:40 to go in the half. Benedict in 24, Graceland nothing.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Well, to the relief of Raven fans climbing to his feet and now coming off the field under his own power is Gavin Spangler for Benedict. And one of the Ravens' finest tacklers at middle linebacker spot, Gavin, 28 tackles coming into the ballgame today, the number two tackler on this team. And, yes, as you mentioned, clearly. A big block in the back that he suffered. No penalty marker sales on that one. And he's coming off the field. Wouldn't be surprised to see him maybe back out there. Patrick will take good care of him. However, on the multiple missed tackles by the Ravens, Michael Lewis has taken the ball way downfield for Grayson. That probably was the biggest play of the season for the Yellow Jackets. First and 10, Grayson at the Benedictine 37. They'll move to the right side. QB back to throw. Looking, steps up, has room. Now he's going to be hit and brought down. What a play by Joe Burke. Joseph Burke, a redshirt freshman out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's going to be his second sack of the season, doing a great job at that nose tackle position. He and Isaac Anderson switch off about every other play, and that keeps him fresh in the middle, but great job by the big freshman right there.
Got a chance to meet Joe maybe the second week of the season up at the offices. Just a very, very pleasant young man and a really good football player.
Father also played at Benedictine, correct?
There you go. Second down and 11 for Graceland. Clicking along here at 6:45 to go and rolling. For Benedictine, this is another statement game. Back-to-back games that they are looking for and needing to have big wins. And right now they've got the shutout going, but they cannot let Grayson get any kind of a good feeling, any kind of a momentum. You just don't want to give a team that. And here's a short gain into the middle of third down, 8 at the Raven 35-yard line. Grayson's in four down territory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were going to go for a fourth down earlier, so, I mean, what do I know? But you would think that with the lack of success that they have had, putting anything on the board, nothing last week and hardly anything all year long, they have not had a passing touchdown this year. And they have only 5 rushing touchdowns this year. You think they'd be looking to do something to get points on the board. Here's a handoff and a penalty stopped the play. Oh, we got a timeout. We're taking a timeout with Graceland in, aren't we? Let's wait. Yep. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. 5:58 to go in the half. Ravens 24, Yellow Jackets nothing.
Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the pumpkin pie blizzard and the pecan pie blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Return Grayson utilizing that timeout. And again, they are third down 8. They're at the Benedictine 35-yard line. And a team that has had so little luck this season. 5 touchdowns all year, all of them rushing touchdowns. No TD passes. They've got to find their best play and run it right here. Quarterback is back to throw. Rolling right, being chased, throwing deep, has a man at the goal line and overshoots him. It's incomplete. Double covered, and the lead defender down there is Tyler Tierney.
Yeah, Tyler Tierney was there. Also, Adam Wilbers. And, again, that was going to be a tough pass to try to thread in there. You did have good size with that wide receiver, but incomplete pass will bring up a fourth down. And that time they were looking for the big wide receiver, Darius Bolden. 6'4", 225 out of Baytown, Texas.
Grayson is now 2-for-7 on third down opportunities today. And we'll see how they do on fourth downs because they will go for it here from the Benedictine 35-yard line on a fourth down 8. Quarterback Michael Lewis, left-hander, back to throw, blitzes on, looking right, steps up, hit as he releases the ball. It's going to be caught, and a second effort is going to pick up a Yellow Jacket first down to the Benedictine 25.
That time the quarterback getting out of the grasp of a big defensive lineman, and that time Heath Baker back there able to wrap up the quarterback, but Michael Lewis showing a great arm strength, getting rid of that pass and picking up the first down.
Heath Baker, another one of those freshmen
for Benedictine getting time here today. First and 10 Yellow Jackets. Graceland threatening, something they did not do last week in a shutout loss. Handoff is going to go to the big man. Hits the middle. Falls forward. Gets a yard. Jayshon McGraw. A lot of activity away from the football with wide receivers trying to block Benedictine defensive backs as they quickly close in on that running play in the middle. Jayshon McGraw, 5'10", 240. Again, he's listed. He is heavier than that. I mean, this guy's just big. Second down, 9. We'll call it a yard. It's not quite that.
Good to see Gavin Spangler back out there for the Ravens.
Tight ends on both sides, wide receiver to the right, in an I formation in this option offense. Handoff, fullback, no. Quarterback keeps it. He slides. He fakes the pitch. He ducks it up, and he's going to get about 5 or 6 yards. That was a great job by Michael Lewis as he took that ball with a free hand, swung it out like he was going to make the pitch, and then pulls it back in and cuts in. And he's inside the Benedictine 20. They're going to spot him at the 18-yard line, where it is now 3rd down 2.
Give Jalen James a tackle on the play. That time the quarterback, Joel Mewis, went out on the running back, and Jalen just really gave himself towards the quarterback, and there was no play on it. 3rd down with 4:05 left here in the first half.
So on that play, I mean, each one has an assignment, right? I'm taking the quarterback, you're covering the receiver or the wideout. 3rd down, and again, they go with the stack in the backfield. Quarterback will hand off to the first man. The fullback will push forward. He's going to be very close, and looks like he may have the 1st down. He's going to be short of the 15-yard line, but he can be just a little bit, and they're going to call it 4th down.
Give them a great spot right there. They're going to say 4th and about half a length of the football right here. So 4th and short for the Grayson offense, and you got to think this ball lives with Jayshon McGraw, correct?
You would think, although Michael Lewis has run some of these too, if you think that your defense is going to clog up the middle, I can absolutely see him trying to run outside. Tight end is on the left side.
Yes,
quarterback, big stack behind him.
Fullback Dylan Johnson.
The quarterback keeps it, falls forward, and a second effort. I don't know that he got it. Ravens don't think he did.
Jalen James did a great job of reaching in there, grabbing the quarterback, throwing him backwards. I think he's short. He had to get to the 15, and it is going to be a turnover on down.
What a job by the Benedictine defense.
Did you see the problem there? The quarterback, Michael Lewis, took the snap, turned to the right. Nobody was there. All the action went to the left, and that's one of those things you're going to have to live with a freshman quarterback, is every once in a while they're going to mistake those plays.
That is absolutely what happened. You could see from up here, you could see the shock in his eyes when he turns to hand it off. He thinks he's putting it in the midsection of McGraw. There was no McGraw. Everybody went to the left side.
Almost 500 pounds of backfield went to the left.
And Michael Lewis, 170 pounds of quarterback, was left out there to deal with, well, of all people, Jalen James, outstanding player out of Benedictine High School in Cleveland, Ohio. Ravens defense holds 1st and 10 BC. Penalty marker, 1, now another at 3 minutes to go in the half.
Ravens have too many.
Okay. I got to ask you, why are we seeing with these two teams here today? These are college teams. They can count to 11. They know all the rules of the game. We're seeing so many silly, unnecessary errors by both teams today.
Yeah, it's a lot of you got to start paying attention to what the formation is when it gets into the huddle. That if it's runners, you've got your fullback. If it's not, get out, right?
Here's Benedictine on the 1st and 15 call, picking up a yard on what I think is a broken play. Garrett Kettle just going ahead and getting a yard out of the thing. Kyle Sudog out of Honolulu, Hawaii, for Grayson, makes the stop on the play. 2nd down 14, Benedictine at their own 13. Very quickly again, Garrett draws the defense off, penalty marker sail. It's a free play. He's back, and he again throws it. It looks short. Is it caught? No.
They're off the turf.
Yeah. Garrett Kettle has not been accurate today.
Well, and I think Garrett a little upset because you had the free play. You really didn't want Trey to come back. You just wanted Trey to go. And the 5-yard penalty against Grayson.
Offside, 95-5.
So instead of 2nd and 13, now you're going to be moved up, and it's going to be more like 2nd and 8 for the Raven offense. So
tough break right there for Graceland, and penalties have been a problem for the Yellow Jackets. That's going to be their ninth penalty of the first half. Last week, they only had, four penalties the entire game.
Rayshon Mills is out. Damon Weigand is in, and he will go out into a receiver spot, leaving Garrett Kittle in the backfield all alone. He pumps once, pulls it down, goes again, has a man wide open. It's going to be caught by Todd at the 50-45, breaks a tackle to the 40, stays on his feet, 35-yard line. Jayshon Todd, a huge, huge catch and carry.
Yeah, great job right there by Jayshon, just splitting the quarterback and the safety, able to make the catch and then break a couple tackles all the way down to the 35. The Ravens quickly up over the football. They're going to try to speed this thing up.
That was nearly a 50-yard gain, Jayshon Todd. Ravens got to wait for the down sticks to get set. Back to throw his Kettle, looking right, throwing right. Has his man cut inside the 30 and running out of bounds at the 25-yard line. They're going to say the 24-yard line. They'll move the sticks again. First and 10, and now the Benedictine offense is moving. We got a great halftime interview. We talked about some of the good tacklers out there for Benedictine. Don't get them any better than our halftime interview. Kyle Schrick is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, about some great playoff games, about some great Benedictine players, about the BC experience. Here's Kettle back over the middle. His pass is caught, and a tackle immediate at the 19-yard line, a gain of 5. And now we got the officials calling it dead with a flag.
Yeah, we're going to get an ineligible receiver downfield.
Man, he had to get there fast. That play was fast. I don't know how he could have possibly even gotten that far. You're right. So that was a redshirt freshman getting downfield. See, here's the thing with freshmen. You get the youthful exuberance, and you get the lack of experience and mistakes.
I got to meet him two weeks ago up in Coach Pops' office.
You realize he's an old skeeter out of Mesquite, Texas. A minute 46 to go in the opening half. Benedictine. We'll be looking at we'll get them all settled and set here. Minute 46 to go in the opening half. BC in front here, 24-0. Not exactly a Donnybrook kind of a score. They've got it marked at the 13-yard line. It is after that penalty. Oh, here we go. Now they're going to get it assessed. I'm just impatient with this crew. I'm sorry. I know that you need to be patient. I know it's a great virtue, and I'm trying. First and 14. Snap back, wrap around handoff. Here goes Damon. Weigand goes right, pushed out of bounds, and that's a benefit for Benedictine is it'll stop the clock because he gets down to the 25-yard line. It'll be a short gain on the play. Second down, 11 BC at a minute and a half to go in the half. Ravens can now take a moment, make their personnel substitutions. Pete Cadena, last week, one catch for 10 yards. The senior out of El Paso is wide to the right side. Pete gets a lot of PT because only two catches on the season for 26 yards.
Pete, one of those big body receivers, kind of used more as a blocker in open space.
Here's Reed Levi moving right. Quarterback is back, pumps, now runs. Hit the 25-20. And again, Garrett goes down feet first, well short of the first down. They'll say he's down at the 18-yard line, and Benedictine will take a timeout, stopping the clock. Taking a break here on the Ravens timeout. Minute 25 to go with a half. BC, 24. Graceland, nothing.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
And good to have you back with us as Benedict and utilizing a timeout there. Looking at the third down four. They're at the Graceland 18-yard line. Quarterback Garrett Kittle rolling right, being chased. Now throws. He's got a man in the end zone, and it hits the helmet of the defender who was not turned around. Gus, it is incomplete. Looking for Harry O'Neill. The ball thrown very short. And, again, the defender behind Harry hit in the back of the head with a football.
Yeah, that time the defender over there, Albert Huff, a sophomore outside linebacker out of St. Louis, if he turns his head around, that's an interception. Instead, the ball knocks off his helmet. It'll bring up now a fourth down for the Benedictine offense, fourth and five.
We saw an NFL play like that, didn't we, last week, where a defender got bonked in the helmet with an errant pass. So the Ravens are going to leave the offense out there, not attempt a field goal like they did earlier in the game on this fourth down four call. Garrett back throws, left side caught, 15, 10, 5, out of bounds at the 4-yard line goes Damon Weigand in his first and goal, Benedictine.
Love that little swing pass out of the backfield. They snap the ball, the quarterback just looks to the left, floats it out there, Damon Weigand runs under it, picks up the first down, steps out at the 5, first down for the Ravens, 72 seconds left in the first half, and got a couple interesting scores. How about this? At the end of 2, Baker leads Clark, 14-3.
Wow.
You've also got Evangel hanging in there at half. It's Grandview 16, Evangel 3.
Motion left side. And no quarterback will keep it. And Kettle, touchdown Ravens. Garrett Kettle backs his way into the end zone as he gets behind guys like Clayton Mordecai and the front line of the Benedictine offense. And it's now a BC 30-0 lead, waiting for the point after.
Garrett Kettle with his second rushing touchdown of the first half. And for Benedictine, what, 4 rushing touchdowns so far today.
Tegan Trammell in for the PAT. Tegan lines it up. Garrett set the hold. Snap is good. Placement down and count the point. We're taking a break. Down to 76 seconds to go in the, 66 seconds to go in the opening half. Ravens 31, Graceland nothing.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
As the Benedictine kick is away, Gilliland and Wilson back for the return. It'll be taken by Jalen Gilliland. He drops it, picks it up, comes straight up the right side, and then hit and demolished by Tyler Wilson. It's like running into a giant sequoia. Tyler Wilson makes that tackle, and for Grayson, 85 yards from pay dirt, and they got a minute to get there. They have there in weeks. First and 10. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Quarterback Lewis will hand off to the big man. Into the line goes McGraw. He tries the outside. He will get about 3, maybe even 4 yards as BC makes a stop. And then again, it's going to be Fabian with the tackle on that outside edge.
Fabian, okay. See him out there?
Yep.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
But they list him at 6'1", 185. I'm telling you, out there, he looks 6'2", 6'3", right?
Yeah.
Out of Powder Springs, Georgia.
Okay, we're getting a timeout taken, but we're going to hang on to it right here because, and the fact that Benedictine with this, it's nice lead. We're going to go into halftime. We'll want to get into our interview pretty quickly because Kyle Schrick, great guy to talk to. You remember him? And he is a guy who
didn't start for one or two or three, four-year starter, and in 4 years that he started, four postseason appearances in the NAIA National Tournament every year. So you don't get a lot of – and there was a time when you didn't get a lot of freshmen who started for Benedictine.
From a long ways from Atchison, right?
Yeah, yeah. He had to go all the way from Nortonville.
Jeff County North product, and yeah.
So if you're out there, and by the way, if you're out there getting some corn out here today or working in the combine, riding in the truck, taking it to the elevator, glad to have you along with us today. Stick around and enjoy this. It's a beautiful day for college football, and right now the Benedictine Ravens out of Atchison, Kansas lead 31-0. We're in Iowa today where we've seen a lot of corn being picked across northern Missouri and up here so far today. So there are guys out in the field. Yellow Jackets taking all the time they can. Now they get the clock reset at from 53. They had it. Now it's at 55. That is where we need it to be. 55 seconds to play in the opening half. Grayson at their own 19-yard line, second down, six. Quarterback Michael Lewis with the stack in the back, hands off to the fullback, and he just kind of rumbles ahead for maybe a yard, and they're going to stop the clock again. And Benedictine's stopping this clock, guys. The Ravens are saying, you know what? Because I think we can get our hands back on this thing.
Grayson's okay with just running the football and getting to the break, and Benedictine says, I think if we can get our hands on it one more time, we could probably get another touchdown up there. If you remember back to the start of the game, Grayson won the toss. They elected to defer their decision in the second half. So, for Grayson, they're going to get the ball to start the second half, so Benedictine would like a chance to get one more on the board.
And the Ravens are certainly capable of doing that.
Look at those green chairbacks right here.
You like that? How about those? Yeah. Spoof hounds. Now, I'll tell you, we have some people who know all about that. Right on that Ravens sideline.
Say so, probably, yes.
Third down is going to be the call for Graceland. And it's going to be third down, five at their own 20-yard line. I'm not sure. Have you been keeping better track than I am about timeouts remaining for these teams?
I believe both of them have one remaining.
Okay. Except for your Grayson, you got to think, man, can I pick up five running? Or do I throw the ball and take a risk of stopping the clock with an incompletion? I mean, here's a big gamble. Quarterback is going to have two to his left, one to his right, and he's back to throw. Now rolling left, steps back inside, reverses direction, cuts into the middle, going to slide, pick it up a first down. He was able to weave and bob and dodge defenders, gets to the 26, and so the Ravens will not touch the football in the first half.
Right, he hit all five on that one, right?
Yeah.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, and dodge.
We're all sitting down a first down for Graceland, and they've got to snap this thing one more time. About 9 seconds separate the game clock from the play clock.
So how hungry is Graceland? Are they going to go deep?
Not
like,
at all.
Will you try, or will you go to the diamond and just fall forward? Get into the locker room.
Maybe give it to Deshaun McGraw one more time and pick up three.
With Polk behind him, Polk will get the handoff, goes into the A-gap, and that is the end of the opening half. Huge tackle by Benedictine in the middle. And wait a minute, there's a penalty markers. We've got players having a bit of a Donnybrook out here with 7 seconds left in the half. We are not at intermission yet, Joseph. I'm sorry, I misled you. Let's see what the officials have to say. It's about 15, 18, 20 yards deep. There was a incident. So there you have it. An unsportsmanlike conduct call against Benedictine. And now for the Ravens, it is imperative that they, by granting yardage and an extra down to Grayson, it is imperative that they not allow the Yellow Jackets to take advantage of that. And
now if you're Grayson, you're
yeah,
in a spot where you could probably chuck one if you
sure
wanted
you can.
To.
You're at the 42-yard line, so, you know, you got a small quarterback, but he's showing a little strength with the arm, some good receivers. But instead, they're just going to hand up to the tailback, and he's going to get nothing, maybe lose a yard. A tackle by Jalen James, and that will, in fact, put an exclamation point at the end of the half. Timeout! Halftime at Lamoni, Benedictine 31, Graceland at nothing.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Halftime here in Moloni, Iowa, finds the Benedictine Ravens shutting out Graceland to the tune of 31-0. And, Gus, maybe it's just me. Maybe I expect too much. Maybe, I'm some kind of a huge Raven homer, and I am. But that said, 31-0, I feel like it could have been more.
Yeah, I don't feel like if you talk to Coach Osborne in half, he's going to think that his team played just the perfect first half. They had some struggles, were only able to put up 31 points in the first half, and our vast research department, right? We had our research department go deep into the archives and find out that in the last two games, Graceland had been outscored 106-0. So right now, this is a game where maybe Benedictine should be a little further ahead because you had to settle for the field goal on that first or that second possession. Just not everything clicking on all cylinders, and sometimes it's hard to focus against a team like this.
No question about it. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We've got a great halftime interview for you. Stick with us as we talk to Kyle Schrick, second half coming up live. But right now with the intermission score, Benedictine 31, Graceland nothing. Back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. We'll be back soon.
Your Raven halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven Fan Feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We've got Kyle Schrick with us, a member of the Benedictine College football team in the early 2000s. Kyle, I appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. It's always good to hear from you. It's always good to hear a familiar voice from back home. I know you're a staple on a lot of radios of the Farmers this time of year back home and in the surrounding areas. So it's always good to hear from you.
Well, let's talk about your back home. You are a JCN guy. I mean, born and raised in northern Jefferson County. You came into Benedictine at a time when there were a bunch of JCN guys making that trip.
That's right. Nortonville, Kansas. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it looked like JCN kind of had a pipeline going to Benedictine and, you know, paid by the way of guys like my brother Corey and Curtis Coppinger, Eric Knoll, Justin Knoll. I mean, I can name a bunch of guys that went up there at Benedictine and was able to play for essentially the home fans there in college. So it all worked out great.
And I have to think that a guy who I always considered a good personal friend who I knew forever, I have to think that Craig Shuler had quite a bit to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Craig Shuler, what a great guy. He actually recruited me. Was a big part of the reason why I came to Benedictine. Wasn't able to play for him. He moved on to another coaching job before I got there, but was always good friends with him. Loved talking to him. Great guy. Would always have a smile on his face, joking with you. Truly missed. Just one of the best. So, yeah.
Now, let me ask you about before you got to high school, grade school. Were you in St. Joseph's?
No, I was at JCN, so JCN Middle School.
Okay, because I didn't know if St. Joseph's was still going at the time when you were there, or if that was where you went. Because you may not know it, I'm an old St. Joseph's grade school guy.
Yeah, it. I think it dissolved by the time I was around or getting there. I think they still took a few younger kids, preschool age, stuff like that. But the old grade school, it went away when it was my time. I know my dad went there. I was never graced to go there, though.
You talked about some of the other guys, including your brother, Corey, who came from Jeff North up to Benedictine, and having an older brother who was not only on the team, but growing up, and you were playing ball against him, whether you were in high school, whether you were in the backyard as a kid, that had to be kind of an advantage. I mean, I'm sure you got banged around quite a bit by the bigger guys, but you know what? I bet it toughened you up and taught you a lot about football.
Oh, it absolutely did. We spent a lot of time in the churchyard playing football, playing baseball. I got my share of broken bones because of the older friends and the older guys. But like you said, it taught me a lot, made me tough, made us all tough, made us all better players, more competitive. It was one of the reasons why I decided to go to Benedictine. He was there. He made it a lot easier as far as transitioning into that college playing speed. So it always helped. Growing up, and then especially in college, it was just another familiar face that I could get used to that made the transition a lot easier.
You were in the Benedictine football teams from 2000 through 2003. Did you get to start at all as a freshman?
I did. I started the very first game. Coach Gartmeier had the faith in me to stick me in there and get my lumps, and it did nothing but help me throughout my entire career. You know, I was able to play next to and behind a bunch of great defensive linemen and linebackers. And, you know, I could spend the next 15 minutes or next segment listing all the great players that played in front of me and played behind me. But that freshman year, they made it really easy on me by taking on the blocks and making those holes where all I had to do was just come up, just fill the hole, make a tackle.
And, of course, Raymond fans understand that at that time, freshmen playing at Benedictine, that just didn't happen much. I mean, that was unheard of. Jamie Mueller didn't play until he was a sophomore. I mean, you don't see many freshmen who played for Coach Wilcox. So you got to look back at that and go, yeah, that was good.
Oh, well, not necessarily. I don't think I was good. But like I said, I think anybody just needs the opportunity. And I'm so grateful for Coach Gartmeier to have faith in me to just stick me in there as a freshman and let me figure it out. And yeah, I got better as the years went on or as the games went on. I probably wasn't as good as what people thought I was that very first game. But like I said, I attest that all to the players that were playing beside me and in front of me and they just made it a whole heck of a lot easier to get it all figured out and then, just to keep going. So
we've got Kyle Schrick with us, defensive back for Benedictine, number 7, right?
Yes, number 7.
I thought that's what I remembered. I was just trying to make sure here. Coppinger was 5,
yeah.
And anyway, yeah, all of you guys, those single-digit numbers.
Coppinger was 5, and I was 7 all the way through high school and into college, so it worked out.
Who was your high school coach down there? Was it McMillan?
Yeah, Coach Mark McMillan, and Trey Gaspard was the defensive coordinator.
Okay. How good were the Chargers?
Oh, man. We had some teams to be reckoned with. We were strong, fast, kind of had it all. Just a bunch of farm-raised boys, you know, that came out and worked hard. Our weight program consisted of throwing hay for the local farmers in the summertime and doing stuff like that. We thought we were pretty good until playoff time would come around and the bigger boys from Frankfort and Centralia, who guys that are on that team that I'm still best friends with nowadays, Cole Alvers and Kurt Sudbecks and Brock Schwartz, all those guys that we played in high school and in playoff games would come down and whoop our butts. So we were good until we needed to be better, and then we'd get beat. So,
but you played, and again, in 2000 through 2003, and you were one of those rare guys who not only started as a freshman, we mentioned how unusual that was, but you were on 4 consecutive national championship playoff teams.
Yeah. We had a really, really, really good class. I think our class went down in history as having the highest winning percentage as a class from 2000 to 2003, total wins. So we had a bunch of good guys, stuck around and didn't transfer or didn't quit. Guys that grew together and grew to count on each other and play together and play tough. It did nothing but make us more successful. So
that's really, this is a difficult question, and there may not be an answer to it, but you had those four playoff teams. Was there one of those years, and I know this year they're recognizing the 0-1 just because of the mathematical thing, but was there one of those teams that stood out for you more than another, or a season that you thought, wow, this thing's fantastic?
You know, they all had their reasons to be special, and it's hard to pick out one more than the other. You know, my first year, my freshman year, able to play with my brother and Curtis and Eric Noel and guys like that, always made it special. And then obviously the Final Four team, with all the guys that were all Americans and just all world players, and to be able to go that far during a time in Benedictine where it hadn't happened in a whole lot. You know, and then there's the years that following where you get to play with your friends that you grew up with at college, being able to be side by side with them. So all 4 years were very, very, very special for very different reasons. Like I said, the Final Four season was obviously one of the better ones, and then being able to play with my brother my freshman year was always up there too.
Let's talk about that 0-1 Final Four team. I mean, here was a team that had gone through the regular season with one loss to Evangel, and then you get into the postseason, people are going to remember that, you know, that first playoff game with Northwest Oklahoma State and that final play of the game. Where were you at when Fowler caught that ball?
Man, I think I was holding hands with Reggie Webb, who was a cornerback at that time, and maybe Byron. All the backfield was kind of right there. We were a little defeated. We had let Northwest kind of drive down that last drive and score on them. On us to take the lead. So we were down, never gave up the hope. We're always hopeful. And it all started with them kind of squib kicking it to Hubbard, and Hubbard taking it to at least the 50, which that was probably one of the biggest mistakes they ever did, was not kick it deep. But it gave Miles a chance to at least get it to the end zone. And once we saw Fowler come down and those arms go up, it was just chaos. I couldn't even remember what we did after that point. So.
We had Hubs on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about, you know, in that play, he said that he was in the backfield and was to be blocking, but there was nobody rushing. Everybody had dropped back on that play. He said he had the best seat in the house for the pass that was not supposed to go to Fowler, but was actually going for Johnson.
Craig Johnson, who was a great friend and the shortest guy on the team. It's weird how things work out. It's weird how everybody knows exactly where they're at when that happens. It's just one of those events that you'll just never forget. People still post it on Facebook, and it still brings back so many memories. It was just the right place, right time, right people to get it all done. And it was just a great, great, great moment in life to be able to celebrate that, and then especially on the football field, too, to be able to experience it and be a part of it.
And then that earned you the chance to play Evangel a second time to hopefully avenge that only loss on the season. We went down there, the windiest game in the history of college football, I think.
We did. They had some good players, and they were predicated on passing. They had a really good quarterback and a really good tight end, a really big tight end. Windy day, so it helped us. Our defense was dominant that year anyway, so then you throw in the factor that there's going to be wind involved, that's going to be a little more dominant that day. And Coach Wilcox had the confidence in getting the ball or kicking the ball to them going in the second half and playing the advantage with the wind and getting the ball and the wind in the fourth quarter. It all worked out. It was just a great all-around game for the players, the defense, the offense, coaches, everybody involved.
When you went into that season, I mean – I guess in all of your seasons, did you just have a little swagger? Did you have a feeling early in the year, you know, we're this good, we're going to be in the playoffs again? Or was that something that kind of came to the team as the season went on?
We always knew we were good. Our coaches instilled us in that, instilled that in us. Coach Gartmeier is a huge motivator. And he made sure that No matter how good we thought we are, we could get better. And we had that slogan of day by day, you get better and better. A team that can be beat and a team that won't be beat. And we said that every day. And they ingrained that into our heads to no matter how good we thought we were, we could get better. And we did. We got better every day, and we got better every week, every game, until finally it culminated into the playoffs and then the Final Four game. So
tremendous coaching staff. You mentioned, you know, Coach Wilcox and then Coach Gartenmeyer. Coach Gartenmeyer, an inspirational guy, not the most soft-spoken guy in the world on the sideline.
No, not at all. And if you hear him on the sidelines, you should hear him in practice. He's just very boisterous, and it's not in a bad way. He's going to get your attention, and it's with nothing but love and caring, and he just a great teacher, a great motivator, a great friend now. He was like a father figure to me, when I left home and went to Benedictine. He kind of put me under his wing and helped me through the ropes, and he was just one of those guys that you knew that you could count on for anything, whether it was the bail you out of jail that night or go to church with you the next morning. You know, just one of those guys that you could always count on. Just like I said, a great teacher, a great motivator. Love him.
Kyle Schreck with us, a member of the Benedictine 2000 through 2003 teams. And, you know, Kyle, as we started this season, and, you know, records are made to be broken, you were number four on the all-time tackle list. You've been bumped to number five. Jalen James at Benedictine now, who's a guy who could be playing football after his college career, frankly, has stepped up beyond you just a little bit. But, man, that's a tremendous accomplishment. 4 years and, you know, a lot of tackles and on a lot of plays. Again, you mentioned great teammates around that helped that.
Yeah, you know, records are made to be broken, and I'm glad to be in the top five. I'd just be glad to be in any of the record books. I'm so happy for the guys that have more tackles or play more games or do whatever. That just means the team's better. So, like I said, being in the record books, it can be attested to two or three things. You know, playing early, which Coach Gartenmeyer trusted in the fact that he could put me in there as a freshman. Playing essentially injury-free throughout your whole career, being on the field a lot, and then being next to guys that are going to take the load off of you. You don't have any kind of responsibilities other than what you're doing yourself that day. You don't have to worry about the guy in front of you, the guy beside you, or the guy behind you. Those things make it pretty easy to make tackles and to get in the record books. And like I said, I'm happy for anybody that breaks records and moves me up. And just keep me in the top 10, I guess.
Well, Kyle, you also came up 7 interceptions. I think a lot of people don't even realize that. They see he was a tackler, you know, with all of those. But, you know, you also were dropping back in coverage a lot. And, you know, a couple of your teammates who are also back there in coverage, Byron Mitchell Huey. You'll remember Byron because he played, I think, all the same years that you played. And,
yeah.
And you also had, you mentioned him earlier, a heck of a good guy, Brock Schwartz.
That's right. We had a great defensive backfield for most of my career, whether it be Byron, who I'm still friends with today, still talk with on a regular basis, Brock, who I still see, you know, on a weekly basis, and Reggie Webb. We can go through a whole list of defensive backs that we had in my 4 years there that it's very easy to just put them on an island and just say, hey, they'll cover it. And all you got to do is worry about covering doing your part, doing your 111th. Those guys were great at their job. Never had to worry about them doing anything wrong. You always knew that they were going to be covering their guys. They're going to be handling their business. It just made it easier on the whole team. So,
now, were you on the field? We talk about plays. We mentioned the Hail Mary pass. Everybody remembers where they were. Were you on the field, and I suspect you were, when Guido made the 203-yard interception return when we were down in Oklahoma?
Yes, and that was it was a fumble recovery on the goal line, in the goal, 103 yards, yeah. Austin Flourish and I think Jared Furman both came off the edge, and they met at the running back, and the ball popped up, and Guido got it. Guido, not the fastest guy in the world, one of the biggest guys in the world I've ever seen, but he took off. And Brock Schwartz made two outstanding blocks that Guido never would have made it to the end zone if it wasn't for Brock. But it was an amazing play on all ends that starting with the two defensive ends crashing and then Guido having the wherewithal to pick it up, scoop it, and then score, at least make it 103 yards, which a lot of guys wouldn't even make it 103 yards. Brock, just the two guys that are about to tackle Guido to sacrifice himself to get Guido all the way. It was an outstanding play. One of the second or third plays that I always remember. So
I was scared to death he was going to run out of gas.
Oh, man. It just takes a fortitude just to get there, no matter if you're fast or not. But to have that kind of energy at the end of the game, you know, he'd been playing the whole game just to get that far was pretty amazing in itself.
One last thing is we turn back to you and in your career. You're in law enforcement now, right? And tell me how your Benedictine, you know, experience in education has kind of been reflected in that.
I'm a firefighter.
Okay,
at Grandview Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
So in the public sector field. And it's amazing what that degree, just the name Benedictine College on your resume does. It doesn't matter what you majored in or what you graduated with, what your GPA was. The fact that you have a degree from Benedictine College goes a long ways when it comes to job interviews, getting jobs that you want. People recognize that name now. It happens so often that I'm on a plane traveling somewhere representing Benedictine with a hat or a shirt, and somebody will come up to you and say, "Hey, I know where Benedictine is," or "I know about Benedictine," or "My son goes to Benedictine," or "I went to Benedictine." It's just amazing how much the name has grown in the past 30, 40 years. It's just a testament to the administration up there that they're doing such a fantastic job and making Benedictine just a household name all across the country. It's just amazing to see and to watch.
Well, for Raven fans, Kyle Schrick is a household name. And, Kyle, we really appreciate you taking some time out, man. I know that you've got a million things going on and on a little time off, you got other things you could be doing. And we appreciate you having shared a little bit of that with us here today. Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And thanks for taking time out to talk to me. And go Ravens.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Lamoni, Iowa. Second half just getting underway, and the Benedictine kick to Grayson is out the back of the end zone for the touchback. Yellow Jackets are going to put their offense out of the field, and Gus, for Grayson, a chance to do something that you always like to see, but they missed the front half with the ball at the end of the first half. Now they're going to have it to begin the second.
Yeah, you always like to have the ball at the end of the half and get it back to start the second half because you can get a twofer instead. Just looking to get on the board right now.
At the 25-yard line, quarterback hands off into the middle, and it's going to be a very short gain. A little difficult between Michael Lewis and Jashawn McGraw.
Gavin,
that handoff made.
Gavin Spangler along with Spencer Witt also in on the stop. You're going to have Matt Cobb, the defensive lineman out of Draper, Utah. A 2-yard gain on first down. It'll bring up a 2nd and 8 for this Graceland offense.
Hey, I hope everybody was able to enjoy the conversation we had at halftime with Kyle Schrick, old JCN Charger, former Benedictine Raven. It was great to catch up with him and very nice young man. So hope you had a chance to enjoy that. Here's a handoff on the second down play and just kind of leaning and pushing the stack forward and picking up maybe another couple of yards is Jashawn McGraw, who now does, as he's tackled by Joe Glazer, McGraw has become officially the workhorse for this Graceland offense.
Yeah, in the first half, Jashawn McGraw with 7 carries for 34 yards already, carried the ball twice here in the first possession in the second half. Taking a look at the stats in the first half, Benedictine with 18 first downs compared to Graceland with only 8 rushing yards in the first half. For Benedictine, how about this? 34 plays for 262 total, and for Graceland, 35 for a 182.
Third down and 6. Quarterback back to throw. Crossing pattern is going to be complete for the first down. That was a well-run route and a well-thrown football. Lewis hitting Caleb Patterson, their leading receiver, and it's a 1st and 10, Graceland Jackson Hoskins.
Hoskins is going to come out of the game, and they're saying hit a knee. Yep, kind of hurt himself a little bit on that hit.
It's going to bring up a 1st and 10. Graceland moving the football, and now they're coming to the near side. Do we got a timeout?
Well, they're just stopping. Yeah, so Hoskins was trying to come off the field, and Patrick said, you know, just
go down to a knee, because the problem is, if he comes off the field, you don't have time to run somebody in. If you go to a knee, then all of a sudden Patrick can come out and assess everything, and it also gives you a moment to get a new player into the game for you.
Looking across the way, a nice contingent of Benedictine fans have made the trip up to Illinois today. A very short hop as road trips go. I'm trying to think, is there a shorter road trip than this? Maybe Baker, very close to Mid-America, but other than that, this is, you know, right on the very low end of the spectrum for road time.
Yeah, you know, this Peru State, it's a pretty okay travel year, right?
Not too bad, and next week we're going to have another team making a bit of a travel into Atchison. Is, boy, a frightening, concerning Culver Stockton team coming in.
Yeah, Culver Stockton, a much improved team over the last couple of years. Today, they are at home with Central Methodist. I'll get you an updated score here in a moment on that one.
Sounds great. I will update you that it's 1st and 10 as Graceland has taken the opening kickoff and moved it now to their own 40-yard line. And now the officials are going to stop playing. We're going to get a Graceland timeout. Yellow Jackets taking a timeout. We're going to do it. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Benedictine leading 31-0.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Timeout. They've got backup quarterback Brandon Young wide to the left side, and wide receiver Jalen Gillian wide to the near side. Quarterback Lewis back to throw, fires one, going to be batted away. What an incredible defensive play by Benedictine. Came up Patterson, the intended receiver, and Gavin Spangler. Great to see him back on the field, and always fun to watch him make those spectacular defensive plays.
Yeah, Gavin Spangler, one of those players, the number two tackler on the team coming into today's game. Only a sophomore for the Ravens at 6'2", 214, and he is an impressive linebacker out in space, and that time got a hand on the football, knocks it away. It'll stop the clock with 13:02 left in the third quarter. Benedictine leading 31-0. He'll be 2nd and 10 for the Yellow Jacket offense.
Ravens are going to switch up the defensive front. Joe Glasser out. Garrett Penvidic coming in. Hand off, big running back. Powers pushing, shoving, and on 2nd and 10, give him 3. It is just fun kind of to watch James Sean McGraw. Now, if you look at If you're wanting that water bug kind of a run, if you want to see a running back outrun somebody to the edge, if you want to see somebody turn it up the corner, want to see somebody go 70 yards, he's not your guy. If you want to see somebody that is okay with a lot of contact, that will push the stack, that will get you those tough few yards right up the middle, Jay Sean McGraw is what the doctor ordered right there.
So you're saying the two Jay Seans today are polar opposites?
They are as far apart as you can humanly get, yeah. Third down, half a dozen. Yellow Jackets at their own 44. QB's back. Hit as he releases, and it is incomplete. What a lick Micah Lewis took from Jalen James. Oh, my.
If Graceland wants Michael Lewis to make it to the end of the game, they should probably at least get a hand on Jalen James. Jalen, on a little delayed blitz, came through untouched and lit up Michael Lewis. And as Lewis makes his way to the sideline, he's going to probably have a discussion with coach like, hey, let's do something about that player. It'll bring up a fourth down.
They are right now, I think, out there looking for the rest of his cleats because they're still in the ground. He was lit up. Ravens are going to send the kick return unit out of the field, and Austin Buteau is back to field the punt. Trying to get away. It's going to be Aiden Simonson from his own 30-yard line. Snap back. Got it. Now they're going to fake it. It's going to be caught on the far side and tackled for no gain on the play. Spencer Witt was not going to be fooled. The Ravens have fallen for this old bit. We saw this happen up at Peru State. Grayson thought that was going to happen again.
So they're going to call a false start. The play was dead. Yeah, it's going to cost them 5 yards, and this is going to be a huge deal for Grayson because at least they're going to get yards out of the punt.
They're going to gain a lot of yardage out of this because I don't see them faking this one more time. Fourth down and double digits now. Snap back, and he's going to quickly left foot kick that away. It's a huge kick. Bounces at the 20, 15, 10, and out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. What a spectacular punt. That thing is 56 yards downfield. Wait, there's a marker.
Yeah, it's going to be a personal foul penalty against Graceland. So the ball was at the 5. It's going to bound out to the 20 by the time they mark off this penalty. But a 50, what did we decide, 55? So what happened right there is he did a great job. He did a block, got his defender to the ground, and as his defender was getting up, he just leveled him in the back right in front of the white hat. You're not going to get away with it very much, and the 55-yard punt will give Graceland's kicker closing in on 1,000 punting yards in game number 5.
11:55 to play here in the third quarter, and for the Benedictine Ravens, a first offensive touch of the football in the second half. 6'4 senior quarterback Garrett Kettle sends his running back out of the backfield. He will throw the pass over here to him, caught at the 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line, and up the left side goes Jayshon. Jayshon Todd with spectacular speed, going to be ankle tackled across the 30. They will advance the sticks. First and 10, Benedictine.
For Graceland getting over there to make the stop, Fabian Massell, a freshman out of San Antonio.
Ravens up to the 35-yard line. It's going to be interesting to see how Benedictine comes out here in the second half and what kind of energy they bring offensively. The defense certainly came with their energy. Benedictine whipped the football at their own 34. Got a big lead in the ball game here early in the second half. Quarterback Garrett Kettle rolling right, going right, throwing, has his man. It's going to be caught just a yard or so short of the first down, but across the 40-yard line, tackled by Cedric August for Grayson, big cornerback over there.
So the Ravens with a complete pass over there to the right side. It's going to be caught by Trey Adger for his third reception of the game, and Trey coming off a game last week where he didn't have a single reception.
Does Austin have a catch yet today? He did not have one last week either.
He does. Yes, he's got 2 for 27.
There you go. Second down, 2 for Benedictine at their own 42. Penalty markers down. The throw downfield looking for Adger pushing and shoving downfield at the 20-yard line, and they will wave it incomplete. The defender pulling up a little bit lame. And let's see what this marker back at the original line of scrimmage is all about.
I think it's another false start against Graceland.
So there you have it. With outside linebacker Kyle Sudog out of Hawaii. He just got across that line a little bit too quickly. And the Ravens get a very cheap first down. A good one. You'll take that. Move the sticks. First and 10 BC. Leading it here in Iowa. 31-0. And they're at their own 47-yard line. Trips left for Garrett Kettle. He will hand off, running back, trying to bounce outside, cuts back into the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, follows his big tight end to the midfield mark, and it's going to be a gain of only about 3 yards in there for Rayshon.
That time, Graceland doing a great job of chasing the football down, and now the Ravens over here telling his guys, let's hurry up and run another play. In on the tackle for the Yellow Jackets, you're going to have Kyle Sudog, also Kai Davis.
Harry O'Neill checks out as Benedictine will shuttle a play in from the far sideline. They're going to take Rayshon out of the backfield.
Grayson over here is still trying to get the play in from the defensive sideline.
Second down at the midfield mark. Second down 7, BC. Play action. Garrett back. Got a man wide open. Hit him at the 30. 25-20. Down the right side. Tripped and fell. There was no one around him. Losing his footing. And Gus, you talk about the phantom tackle. Well, Harry O'Neill is looking around saying, who tripped me? And there was no one there.
Harry O'Neill's over here saying, you know, maybe you can get a refund on that field. There's a little bubble or something, because that time Harry was wide open. I don't think Harry was getting to the end zone on that play, but probably going to pick up another 10.
It is still a big gain and a first down at the 18. Kettle with the linebackers stepping up as if to blitz, now dropping back, and here they come. He's going to wrap around, hand off to Rayshon. He's going to be tackled for a loss. No, now breaks away. He's going the wrong way, and he's going to lose more yardage. Rayshon Mills trying to get away, going backward and backward, will lose 9.
That time, Albert Huff, the sophomore linebacker out of St. Louis, Missouri, able to make the stop on the play. And for Benedictine, that was a play that went south quickly, and it really started with Garrett Kettle not reading the play correctly. He had a linebacker coming up. He probably should have just kept on the outside run. With 9:20 left in the third quarter, Ravens up 31. They'll have the ball, but now looking at a 2nd and 17.
There you go, Benedictine, down at the 26-yard line of Graceland. Like to score on this first possession of the second half. Kettle back to throw once again. In trouble. Throws a pass. He's got a man. And a leaping attempt by O'Neill is going to go incomplete down around the 10-yard line. The pressure was coming on for Garrett Kettle. He held onto the ball, I thought, as long as he could, and had a wide-open receiver. I think Harry had done a good job running his route and having gotten himself in a spot to catch that ball, but the pass sailing just a little bit. And again, Garrett under duress.
Yeah, and right now the Ravens are in a little bit of a lost area. The ball is a 26, so they're outside of field goal range. And so you got to pick up, 10 to get into field goal range?
I would say every bit of that. Kettle back to throw again. Now he drops back deeper. Now rolls right. Now throws in traffic. Is picked off and dropped at the 10-yard line. Three defenders surrounding Rayshon Mills, who had come out of the backfield and gotten deep to the downfield. And the first one, Dalen Reading out of Hannibal, Missouri. Another freshman, this one for the Graceland team, and Benedictine now with a fourth down decision to make. With the ball at the 26-yard line, we're talking about a 43-yard field goal effort, and they're going to try it, I guess.
Yep. So Benedictine is only hit one field goal this year, and that was the first one of the game, that 22-yarder by Tegan Trammell.
I keep having flashbacks to Peru, Nebraska, and the Oak Bowl here. I go for this. This is going to be a 43-yard kick. From the left hash mark, right foot soccer style kicker, Tegan Trammell. It'll be held by Kettle. It is placed. It is on its way. It's high enough. It's long enough. And it's right through the middle. It's good. Great field goal effort by Tegan Trammell. And we're going to get a timeout. 8:42 to go. We're still in the third quarter. It's now Benedictine 34, Graceland scoreless.
In 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM Horton. Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
The Raven kick is away. It will land a yard deep into the end zone, and Graceland is going to get away from it, and Benedictine will be out on defense. They lead 34-0 with a little over 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, guys, again, and I don't know why I feel like this, and I'm feeling guilty that I'm feeling like this, but I thought maybe the Ravens have scored a little bit more, and yet they have scored on every possession today.
Yeah, but you're also looking for the Ravens to have had more possessions today, only 6 of them so far, and not settle for 2 field goals, right?
I think
that's probably your big hang-up right now is the 2 field goals you've had to settle for.
Quarterback will hand off, no, pull it back now, make the pitch to the tailback. He'll sprint to the near side, put his head down, and have a collision on the near side, but getting some yardage up close to 30-yard line. It was Brian Barrera and Eric Chavez Raven nose tackle who chased it all the way to the near sideline. 4-yard pickup for Torrin Polk. Torrin Polk has been getting some yardage today, even out of a tailback's position. Not carried it a lot, but when he has, he's been very effective. Grayson has a second down 6.
Yep. Torrin Polk, how about this? Right now, 7 carries for 62 yards today, so averaging just a clip under 9 yards a carry.
It is Polk behind McGraw. That's your Graceland backfield. Handoff again is going to go to the big fullback. He is going absolutely nowhere. Stood up, shoved back, and how about that Isaac Anderson? Isaac has been having a fantastic year at the defensive tackle position for Benedictine. And that was an example of it right there. Is he made a superb tackle.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson has been a guy who's played really well for Benedictine, especially up front. 14 tackles coming into today's game. That's his first tackle today. But, again, you talk about the nose tackle in the defense. It's a guy that doesn't have to make too many tackles. He's going to eat up a lot of blockers for these backers.
I look at both sidelines right now, and I like to look beyond just at the football, and I'm seeing somewhere between zero and no emotion on either side right now. These two teams are, I think, resolved and resigned to how this game is going to end. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be intercepted. How about that pickoff at the 35-30 down the right side? Tyler, 15-10. Touchdown, Ravens! No! They're going to say he's out of bounds at the 1. Tyler Tierney, what a pick! And I was thinking it was going to be a TD for the Ravens, senior out of Lee Summit.
Yeah, the defense likes to get one on the board that time. Tyler Tierney did a great job of stepping in front of that pass. And at 6'2", he does a great job of just stepping in front, taking the ball away from the intended receiver. And then as he dove for the pylon, they're going to say a foot out at the 1. And the Raven offense is thrilled because they get to come back out with a very short field.
Short field and for Benedictine. Rayshon has, what, he's taken in a couple. And you had Kettle take in a couple. They've thrown for 1. Let's see what they do here. The handoff is going to go Rayshon over the top. A la Sam Bam Cunningham. Touchdown, Ravens. Rayshon Mills goes in from a yard away. And Benedictine will extend its lead with 6:58 to go in the third quarter. It is now 40-0. PAT coming up here. You remember Sam Cunningham? We just lost him. He passed here very recently.
Didn't I hear the
tremendous guy. Tremendous athlete. And the Ravens looking for the point after here. Tegan just drilled that long field goal, and now he will put this PAT through. Wait a minute. They've stopped play. Hold on. I think there's a penalty. Yeah, on the near side is one of the defenders that shot into the neutral zone.
The other problem is with so much gold on this field, it's tough to tell.
Well, there you go. So it's going to go against Benedictine, and the PAT will be more like a field goal here. Yeah, there it's the gold zone, so the out-of-bound boundaries from the 20-yard line all the way in and around the back of the end zone is gold. The yellow or the golden letters of the word Graceland across the end zone. Graceland in solid gold uniforms, and then you throw one of those gold markers on the ground. Sometimes it's a little tricky to pick it all out. Snap, placement, kick, and points. Time out of the field. 6:58 to play in the third. Benedictine 41. Graceland nothing.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking. Carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Lamoni, Iowa, where the Benedictine Ravens have just taken advantage of a Tyler Tierney interception, and he returned it to the 1 and then
BC punches into the end zone. They lead it here 41-0, and we're just about halfway through the third quarter. And now it goes in a smart move by the kick return guy. The BC ensuing kickoff was fair caught at the 2-yard line, putting Grayson first and 10 at their own 25. First and 10, Yellow Jackets. The whole concept of fair catching a kickoff is still a little bit hard for me to get wrapped around. The handoff into the left side of the line, and the off-tackle play is good for 2 yards only.
Yeah, that time they were trying to work into the left side, and Benedictine doing a great job. One of the first guys in there, you had Brian Barrera also in there, Joe Burke, to stop the run. They're going to give him 3 yards on the play, second and 7.
So Grayson has... they have really not rolled up a whole lot of yardage, although 166 rushing yards so far today. But they have no points to show for them. Second down, 7. Yellow Jackets have thrown 28.
Grayson, 4 of 9 passing today for 38 yards.
Here's a handoff into the middle, and Jayshon McGraw, good for another couple of yards. Brian Barrera for Benedictine. And on the stop, they will spot him up at the 30. They're going to put him at the 32-yard line, leaving him a third down, 3. This is third down and manageable, isn't it? 3 is manageable?
Very.
There you go.
So the Ravens going to go to the bench and bring in another linebacker for this play. Struggling with that number. It is 49, Hagan Losa, a freshman out of Katy, Texas.
Third down call. 2 to the left, 1 to the right. The running back, McGraw, to the immediate right hand of quarterback Mike Lewis. Lewis is back to throw. Looking left, and he is going deep. He doesn't want a yard or two. He wants it all. There's a little collision. Is there a penalty marker? There is none, and it is going to be an incomplete pass, and Grayson is going to be looking at a fourth down, and you would suspect a punt, but guns at this juncture, the game trailing by this much, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt you to go for it right here. The quarterback taking lots of time coming off the field.
And he's coming back on the field.
Because we're going to have a penalty. So a penalty against the Ravens, and this one going to go against number 10. So it's going to go against Fabian. So it's going to be a hold against your freshman cornerback. So it'll be first down 4. Grayson, ball out to the 47-yard line. 5:27 left here in the third quarter play. Ravens leading the Yellow Jackets 41-0. But Grayson with another first down here. That is going to be their 10th of the afternoon. 2 by penalty, 2 by passing, and 6 by rushing.
A little bit again of an inverted bone, double wing offense, I guess is what you'd pretty much call this, right? Then a first down call, handoff, no. Quarterback keeps, he'll duck in, go to the 50, pick it up 3 yards. See, Grayson, they have just pretty much had to run the ball, and not just today, but through the course of the season, they've just run with it. Gavin Spangler again with a stop, and big freshman from Atchison. How about Heath Baker getting in there, getting a lot of PT today and making a tackle there for the Ravens. So, Yellow Jackets again, no passing touchdowns on the season, 5 rushing touchdowns on the year, and today, no points yet in the game. Second down, 7 at the midfield stripe. With the eye in the backfield, the pass flared over to the left side, caught out of the backfield, and good for 2, but no more than that. Again, Njika for Benedictine, a freshman from Powder Springs, Georgia. Third down, 6. Let's go ahead and make it 5. Third down and 5. They're going to spot it right at the Raven 48-yard line. Today, Michael Lewis is 5 of 13 on third downs. That is 38%.
Powder Springs, Georgia?
Yeah.
Kind of out by South Fulton and Marietta.
Okay, Marietta area. All right, here's a handoff to the right side and not getting to the edge. Raven pursuit outstanding at a tackle for a loss. That is going to be dropping the quarterback Lewis by Hagan Losa, a redshirt freshman out of Katy, Texas.
So the Ravens are going to send their kick return unit out. It'll be settling in at the 10-yard line, Austin Buteau.
Austin's feeling like a big return. Don't you feel like it? Don't you get that vibe? He's ready to run one back here.
Trey's had a couple big ones, so everybody wants to try to match him, especially receivers. So here we go, fourth down.
Aiden Simonson from his own 34-yard line to punt it away for Graceland.
just inside midfield, the line of scrimmage. The snap and the kick, and Ravens again nearly block it. It is high. It is hanging, and it'll be taken by Buteau at the 15-yard line. He has to dance away from the first two defenders. Now will bounce to the outside, getting it across the 20. It's going to be pushed out of bounds and tackled way late over there. They're going to throw a flag. Now the officials are just going to go over there and try to pull the players off the sideline. I thought that, when that tackle was made all the way over to the track.
And
we got somebody hurt?
Yeah. Yeah. Graceland players are frantically waving for the training staff over on the far sideline.
Well, we're going to take a little break. What do you say? Joseph, a timeout, if you'd be so kind. It occurs here with 3:07 to go in the third quarter, where it's Benedictine 41, Graceland nothing.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
The training staff continuing to attend to the Graceland player who has now come to his feet, and because he's out there already playing with a pretty heavily bandaged right calf and left knee and making his way across the field under his own steam, and that's always a good sign to see out there. Continues to be just a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Iowa, and for Benedictine, this defense is going to be, because they're going to have a little swag right now as they are, you know, what, about seven quarters without giving up a point?
Yeah, right now the defense playing really well. And here's the deal. Ever since that Peru game, it's like they've hit reset. We're seeing a lot of new faces out there on defense, too. Take a look at the stats today. 42 plays for the Ravens for 312 yards. For Grayson, 47 plays for 212 yards. Passing, Grayson with only 41 passing yards today, 171 rushing. For Benedictine, they are 195 passing and rushing the ball today, 117.
Here's a little misdirection pass to Buteau, and he's going to be tackled for a loss on a play. There was no blocking. It took forever to develop, and that play was going nowhere, and it went there in a hurry. Lost on the play of three.
Yeah, so that play right there to Austin Buteau almost looked like a little tunnel screen going to the left, or going from the left to the right, but it just never really developed. And when it's all said and done, a loss of one on the play, second and 11.
Aren't tunnel screens usually gone to the direction of the flow, though? And this is against it. This is against the grain of the movement of the line. Second down, as you mentioned, and long. Ravens are now back at their own 22-yard line. Kettle, play actions, throws right. His receiver comes back, makes the catch across the 25, taking it up the right sideline, gets beyond the 30, picking up a first down at the 36-yard line. Nice catch, Trey Adger. Trey is a guy with superb hands, excellent speed, great field awareness. I mean, if you're going to throw the ball to somebody, that's a pretty good choice right there.
Yeah, but don't you also think after last week where the Ravens completed so many passes to everybody but Trey and Austin, like you put a little more emphasis on getting the ball to Trey?
Yeah, but I don't think Trey's the guy who comes to coach and says, hey, what about me? He's not that guy. Here's a handoff down to the left side and cross the 40-yard line, picking up five on his sweep to outside edges. Austin Buteau.
Nice block out front by Rayshon Mills, the running back. He got out into space, was able to cut out the outside linebacker, allow Austin Buteau to turn the ball left field, pick up six on the play. That'll bring up a second and four for the Ravens with a minute 43 left here in the third quarter.
Of all people, you know why Rayshon could make that block. We're talking about a converted fullback, right?
Fullbacks love that cut block in open space.
From the 41, here come the Ravens. Little movement of the line, no penalty marker down. Garrett is back. He's going deep. He's looking left side, and it is incomplete. Double coverage downfield on Jacob Gathright.
and it will bring up Fort Benedict in a third down, five gap. Right, doubled up, and that pass was broken up down at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, you had Jalen Heath, a freshman D-back out of Detroit, Michigan, along with Carson Quint, a senior D-back. And Quint is the number one tackler on this team for Graceland. I'm going to tell you, your number one tackler being a cornerback is not always a good thing.
Not in the overall scheme of things for your defense. Now they're going to shift the running back into the wing. The pass is going to go over to the right side. Again, it's in the hands of Buteau. 45, picks up a first down, crosses midfield, and it's going to be ridden out of bounds. Hard, way downfield. And again, no penalty on the late tackle. It's first and 10, Benedictine. And the Ravens advance the sticks. First down. I guess, you know who I'm looking for all day today? I'm looking for Drake Prey.
Yeah, we haven't
got one rep, I don't think.
Nope, we haven't seen anything out of Drake Prey and very little Damon Wigan. It's been mostly Rayshon this afternoon.
First and 10 Ravens inside the 45-yard line. They're in Grayson territory. Here's a handoff, Rayshon, and he is going to be hit, spins forward, will lose a yard, second and 11. For me, as the season has moved on and as this Raven team has, for lack of a better adjective, evolved and changed and kind of become what it is right now, you know the one glaring thing that I've noticed that has happened? The Ravens have gotten much taller in the secondary.
Very. Yeah, and we'll talk about that here in a moment when they get back to defense, but they moved some guys around and repositioned some guys to get bigger out there.
Second down 11, Benedict and Anthony. Graceland, 45-yard line. Kettle, the wraparound handoff. Here's Rayshon, dances outside, 45-40, puts his head down, and he's going to be brought down at the 37. So he's going to get about 9 on that carry. Raymond's looking at a third and short here.
He hit that cornerback so hard that number 36, Jalen Fortune, the safety.
His mouthpiece shot.
That was the mouthpiece that shot out. At first, I thought it was a penalty marker, and I'm like, wait a second. Rayshon hit him so hard, his mouthpiece blew out.
So there you have it. We are through three quarters in Iowa. We'll be back for the fourth with your score. The Benedictine Ravens, 41, Graceland, nothing.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Welcome back to Lamoni. Benedictine set for the first play of the fourth quarter. It'll be a third down, three. Ravens at the 37-yard line. Benedictine, a 2-2 team coming in here today looking for their third W of the year. Hard count by Garrett Kettle. Cannot get the defense to break. And he will wrap it around, hand off, running back 35, picking up a first down. Spinning is going to be Rayshon Mills, keeping on his feet, stays inside the 30, down to the 28, maybe even the 27-yard line. Nice run by the senior. Kalen Reading, coming up from the strong safety spot, had to make that stop. First and 10.
A nice first down right there for the Ravens and for Benedictine, the 26th first down of the day, and that will be the 9th by way of the rush.
Ravens scoring 68 last week. Will not get 68 here today, I don't suppose. But right now, they do lead 41-0. And the defense is now in their 8th consecutive scoreless quarter. Motion to the left side. Quarterback rolls right. Chased. Throw it. Got Trey. Caught. 5-yard line. Trey to the 2. It's first and goal, Benedictine.
That time, Trey Adger did a great job. He was running down the field, spotted the ball, was able to come back, make the reception, and he's going to be just short of the goal line. They're going to mark him down at the 3-yard line.
Benedict and moving the ball through the air, and they are deep in. We got to call it the goal zone. Got to call it that. 14 minutes ago.
See that area over here with those little carts on it?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't you plant some corn over there? It'd be a little more useful.
You would think maybe some goats could, you know, it's kind of hilly, probably thin soil. Quarterback, again, trying to draw the defense off, drops back, throws a fade pattern into the corner. Touchdown, Ravens! Caught deep in the left corner, and the fade pattern played to perfection. Ravens, the pass, Kettle, again to Trey Adger, and their BC's in front now 47-0.
If the official's going to come over and tell us it's on Graceland.
Ravens are going to bring the PAT unit in, and just as there were many fans grabbing up their folding chairs and headed for the exit to intermission, there are even more of them now making their way to the parking lot here. Huntsman Stadium on Bruce Tinner Sports Complex here on the Graceland campus. Tegan Trammell looking to add yet another point, and he does. We're going to take a timeout. 13:42 to go in the ballgame. It's Ravens 48, Graceland nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
As Benedict advances on the ball, it kicks it away. It's a side-spinning kick that bounces at the 15 and picked up on the run and diving forward to the 20-yard line. It's going to be down right there. Jalen Gullen with the return. Gus, a couple of observations. Number one, with Benedict leading at 48-0 and 13 and a half minutes of play in the game, there are now, and I'm going to just go right out here officially, more Raven fans in the stadium than Grayson fans.
And once these people get down the steps, yeah, you're good.
It's going to be right about there. Also, some other observations that we're going to make here is Graceland puts its offense out of the field, and the ball is in the capable hands of quarterback Michael Lewis, who steps up under center. We've got a new running back in there. Lewis is rolling. Lewis is chased. Lewis is sacked. Back inside the 10. Let's make it the 7-yard line. Tremendous pursuit by Javi Bloomquist.
Yeah, Bloomquist doing a great job showing off that speed coming from the outside linebacker position. A freshman out of San Diego, California, gets his first sack as a Raven.
Back into the game is going to come Brandon Young as in these long down situations, Graceland takes out one of the large running backs and brings in a little more fleet-footed ball carrier. 13 minutes left in the game. It is now second down and 20, maybe 21 to go.
So the last time Graceland has had points on the board was the last time that the Ravens gave up points, back on September 11th.
Quarterback will slide down. Keep it, pitch it. It's loose on the ground, and Benedict is going to pick up the fumble at the 3. Coming up with the football, the Raven defensive unit. What a job down there for BC. And the offense back on the field goes with a chance to punch one in quickly, and another turnover forced by the Raven defense.
Yeah, for the Ravens getting out there and covering up the football, how about Jared Heron, an outside linebacker out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, a freshman.
Yeah, I saw him out here. I thought I saw him on one of these somewhere. It is first and goal The officials are not going to give the Ravens a great spot at the 5-yard line. It is first and goal. I'll use that maybe for just a brief moment, is about all. Quarterback, is that Luke Galaskowski is your quarterback here in the fourth quarter. Little jet sweep for the Ravens, cutting the corner to the 5. Touchdown, Benedictine! The jet sweep to the right side to Jacob Gathright, handed to him by Luke Laskowski, and Benedictine stretches its lead out of 54 to nothing at 12:36 to go. One play turnover, one play scoring drive, and BC has opened up the huge lead. Laskowski will now be the holder for Tegan Trammell. Luke didn't do it. Is that good for Luke? You come in for one play and you just go ahead and score, and now, you know, you don't get a lot of rap.
Right, he's throwing a perfect game. 9 of 9 in his last, and then the one play he comes in today is a touchdown.
Here's the point after. We will count it, and we will take a timeout. Benedictine running away with it here in Iowa. 12:36 to go in the ball game. Ravens 59, Yellow Jackets nothing.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Well, as we return the Benedictine kickoff by Colin Bruner, it goes out of bounds inside the 1-yard line just before it gets to the pylon. And so, good spot for the Graceland team as they're going to have this series first and 10 way out at their own 35-yard line. And Gus, your good math skills, and let's get that score correct.
Yeah, it is. So if you're here, 55 to nothing, but it is short in the scoreboard. That's why it looks 59.
Ah.
So it is. It's correct, and it's in there correctly, but that just line doesn't want to go away on the scoreboard.
55 nothing, Benedictine. And first and 10, Graceland at their own 35-yard line to begin this series. And has Benedictine had a possession on which they did not score?
No.
They have scored on every touch of the football today.
Yes. 2 field goals and the rest have been touchdowns this afternoon for Benedictine. And for Graceland, this will be their 10th possession of the afternoon.
Hand off to the big running back who's going to be bear-hugged. And Torin Polk, 5'9", 2 1/4", is wrapped up, pulled back. He will get 1 yard. And when you get a guy that size moving forward, it is hard to stop that inertia and push him backwards. Second down. They're going to, matter of fact, give him 2. Second down, 8.
Megan Loza again on the stop for the Ravens. He's the freshman outside linebacker out of San Clemente.
Down front, guys, Joe Burke and Isaac Anderson out there for Benedictine. Some of those anchors in that defensive front 4 for Benedictine. Ravens going 43, 2 over the top defensively on a second down, 8 call. Quarterback will hand off this time to the tailback. He'll hit in the middle of the line and lunge forward, and this guy's a new running back. They're going to bring Alante Williams into the game, and for Grayson, a freshman of their own, tackled by Gavin Spangler. Alante Williams is 5'8", 175-pound freshman out of Detroit, Michigan, and on the season, he had had 3 carries for 9 yards, and he gets 3 more right there. So he's right, stands pretty much spot on, 3rd down 4.
So on this 3rd down, they're also going to bring Peltier back in, the big tight end at 6'4", 230.
Wide to the right side, Caleb Patterson, home out of right north of St. Joe, up at Rosendale. Here's a handoff to the tailback, and he is going to push forward. And did he get the good bounce? He did. Nose up to the 45-yard line. It'll advance the chains. It'll be 1st and 10 for Graceland. They have not had a lot of those today.
So for the Yellow Jackets, they are now 6 of 15 on third down conversions this afternoon. What's a good number? I mean, at that point, you're almost 40%, 6 of 13. That's not terrible, is it?
Yeah, but you'd rather be at, like the Ravens today, 6 of 9 at 67%.
No, that's better.
You know, back when Benedictine went to the national title game in 2018, they led the country in third down conversions, right around 70%.
Here's a handoff, this time into the left side of the line, into the A-gap, and there's just no space in the world for Jayshon McGraw.
Will Hurtado, the freshman defensive lineman out of Omaha, Nebraska, making the stop on the play for the Benedictine Ravens. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10 now for the Yellow Jackets.
Let me ask you, how many times as a Graceland play caller do you run the fullback or the running back into the A or B gap and not even consider throwing the football? I mean, last week, you got it down. What was Michael Lewis? 2 of 13 for 10 yards?
No, that's his season.
That's on the stat. On the season, he came in here today, 2 of 13 passing. On the season, let me reiterate that. Last week, he was 0 for 4. And today, it's not much better than that. 2nd down 8 here. And this time, he fakes the pass, draw play straight ahead. He's going to run, 50, 45, 40. Can they catch him? Yeah, at the 30-yard line. That was a great run by Michael Lewis, and that is what Michael brings to this team, blazing speed.
Tyler Wilson on the stop right there for the Ravens, and I'm going to tell you, I think Michael Lewis had every intention of throwing that football, but the Raven defensive end got up there, and that was Heath Baker, and had a hand right in the passing lane. The quarterback said, nope, I'm just going to tuck it, and great yardage right up the middle. And for Graceland, they're cooking right now at the 29.
Graceland is 500 at passing the ball today, 5 of 10 passing the football. 1st and 10 inside the Benedictine 30-yard line at the 29. Yellow Jackets with perhaps their most realistic scoring threat of the day. The handoff to the running back, and Jayshon McGraw is hit from the front, hit from the back, and we got a timeout before the play?
Yep.
Wow. Cost himself some yardage. We're going to take a break with him. What do you say? Joseph, we're down to 9 minutes to go in the game. It's all Ravens. Benedictine leading 59 to nothing.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Coming out of the timeout, Graceland is going to hand off straight into the middle of the line. Because you take a timeout, you think you're going to come up with something really creative or really kind of out of the box, and instead they go back to the same play they've run 58 times today, and it was Garrett Penvidic making a tackle for Benedictine after a 3-yard gain. At the Benedictine 26-yard line, Graceland now 2nd down and 7. What they're looking for, Gus, is scoring. They want to get a point on the board.
Just a little bit of something, right? And I don't think that a field goal is in the books at this point. I think that you're just looking to get into the end zone right now. And again, you're looking at 2nd and 7. I don't think you stray too much from what you've done to this point.
Peltier is going to be the tight end on the right side. You got an I formation. Quarterback will keep it, duck into the line, lost his footing for a moment, but is still able to move forward. Pick up about 5 yards. Again, Gavin Spangler makes the tackle. What's Gavin made, like 45 tackles today or something?
Does feel like it, doesn't it?
He has been in on everything. He has been outstanding today.
I'm going to give him credit for his 6th tackle of the afternoon right there.
So Gavin Spangler, probably following only Jalen in tackles on the afternoon for BC.
Yeah, Jalen had 8 tackles today. And Tim Maga in the stats is not Tim. It's really Joe Burke.
with six tackles himself this afternoon.
Third down three, Grayson in four down territory. They're at the Benedictine 22-yard line. Again with the I formation set up, tight ends both ends, and wide receiver to the left. The handoff is going to go to the fullback, stands up straight ahead, leaning forward, pulls through, gets into the secondary. He breaks tackles and picks up a first down with about an 8-yard burst. Dominic Stone King, a freshman from Moberly, Missouri, but again, Jayshon McGraw, he has been the bright spot for Grayson today. McGraw, 5'10", 240-pound freshman. And before that, carry, he had, 15 now carries for about 55 yards.
He didn't lie to you when he said 10.
Here's a handoff into the middle again. McGraw running over defenders, down to the 5, down to the 4, down to the 3-yard line. Jayshon McGraw.
Jalen James in on the stop right there for the Ravens. Clock continues to roll at the 6:42 mark.
And Grayson is feeling it. They're up to the line of scrimmage with no huddle. They're looking to do it. Handoff to the tailback. He's going to be down to the 2-yard line. Ravens trying to preserve the shutout. Grayson trying to score their first points in 2 weeks, and they're down inside the 5.
That time, Isaac Anderson makes a stop on the play for the Ravens, and at 6:20, it'll be second and goal from, they're going to mark this thing down to the 1.
Looking to punch it in, the handoff to the tailback. He gets to the end zone. Is he in there? Touchdown, Yellow Jackets. How about that? Grayson is on the board. They break the shutout with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play, cutting the Raven lead now to 59-6. In for the PAT, Shane Harper. Let's see if he remembers how to do this. Right foot soccer style kicker Shane Harper out of Blue Springs South High School.
How about this? Grayson had given up 99 points between scores.
Here's the kick. It's up. Count it. We're taking a break. Wait a minute. A penalty marker down. We'll sort through that as we get back. Timeout, 6:10 left. Benedictine 59, Graceland 7.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Beautiful Saturday afternoon to you as we come to you from Lamoni, Iowa. And the Grayson Yellow Jackets have gotten on the board. An outstanding series, Gus Downfield, where Grayson put the ball in the hands of its two big running backs, McGraw and Polk, and they are on the board. It's now a 55-7 BC lead. For the Ravens, is that a nuke return guys back there? That does not look like Buto and Adger.
This is Todd on the near side.
It is Jayshon.
Wow. They're going to go with some speed.
And Gathright. Yeah. Gathright and Todd. An interesting first-time duo.
If Harper has any sense about him, he kicks this thing, like, way out of the end zone.
And this may be historic, the first return by these two guys. It is going to be the onside kick, and it is bouncing around, and I'm not sure Grayson doesn't get it. That was a huge block, and there's going to be penalties because of that. And there's another Grayson player down on the ground. Not the guy who got hit with the big block. It's going to take this officiating crew. It's going to take a little while to work through this. The crew is very methodical, patient about making a call.
They're going to catch him for an unnecessary roughness. I mean, but it was a good forward block. They're just going to say he didn't need to do it.
Hey, that is...
and the crew left us 34 penalties, 15 yard penalties, first down.
Okay, see, now, and that's a pretty difficult call. I mean, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, I'm making no comment. But the fact that it depends on the official not seeing something happen but making a judgment call, whether that was unnecessary or a little over the top, I mean, I don't know where you draw that line and how you differentiate that. But that's a difficult call. We do have a yellow jacket player still down on the ground at the 30-yard line, and he was not a guy that was involved in that hard block.
No, he was a guy that was involved trying to jump on the football and injured himself in the process.
When this is said and done, Benedictine is going to have possession of the football, and it's going to be back at their own 16-yard line. We're down to 6 minutes to play in the contest. Ravens on top, 59-7. That's a lot of guys. If you turn that radio up in the truck, in the grain line, you know, everybody will be able to enjoy this, because I'm sure there's a lot of guys doing that here today.
If you're Graceland, they're over here talking to defensive coordinator William Lawrence in his second season. Coach Lawrence is going to have his defense ready, because BC is up over the football, and the second they get the Graceland player to the sideline, I believe they're going to get this thing snapped.
Now, also interestingly, head coach Osborne is out of the field, and he is talking to his new running back in the game, sophomore Drake Prey, out of Tonganoxie, Kansas. So we're going to have
Drake
in the backfield.
Yeah, but look at Drake's right hand.
I see a huge bandage.
Yeah, and it goes all the way around the thumb. So you got to wonder about holding onto a football with that.
Quarterback is going to be Luke Laskowski, the sophomore from Baldwin City, Kansas. Ravens are going to have receiver wide to the left side, wings on either end of the line. It is first and 10, Benedictine. Here comes Raven offense with motion to the right side. Quarterback is straight back to throw. Fires one to his man out of the backfield. He'll spin it up the left side, crossing the 20, getting up to around the 25-yard line, picking up about 9 yards on that pass to the left flat. That is Pete Cadena. Guys, I've never been a huge fan of that play, and I know coaches like it, because you throw that ball to the guy coming out of the backfield, you expect the wide receiver in front of him to make that lead block, and then you're in broken field or in a little bit of open space, and you need to pick up what you can get. And in that case, it was good for about 9. Second down, 1, BC. Ravens now at their own 25-yard line. Wraparound handoff. Here comes Drake Prey. He'll put his head down, pick up 3, pick up a first down, and the Ravens will advance the sticks. First and 10, Benedictine. Ravens moving to football as they lead in the ball game here 55-7. We're down to 6 minutes to go. Long look by Laskowski at the playlist on his armband. Movement in the front, markers all over, and I think, are they going to call Luke? Because he really made a hard move forward. Try to draw that defense off. Hey, so they're going to say he was able to draw the defense off, and it stops the play when there's contact. If they just gotten into the neutral zone and not touched the guy across the way, you know, the play goes on and the Ravens have a free one. But
yeah, that's where you get your free play.
Yep, but with contact, the play is going to be stopped. The penalty will be assessed. It's going to move the football up to the 32-yard line. Benedictine at first down and 5. Here's your sophomore quarterback. Some of the young guys getting a bit of a look from the coach. I'd like to see when this happens, because here's where you see spectacular things happen and see first appearances of guys who are going to be stars someday, like this one. Here's Drake Prey, goes up the left side, 35, 45, finally run out of bounds, just short of the 50-yard line. How about Drake Prey, huh?
Drake Prey is just a solid running back, right? Mm-hmm. 14 carries for 65 yards. He's the second leading rusher on this team out of the running back position last week. Had 9 carries for 35 yards and a touchdown. I'm telling you, I really like Drake Prey out there at 6 foot, a buck 90.
Tell you what, you like Joe Withrow, too. He's going to fill a slot to the right side for Benedictine on this first and 10 call to short of midfield. Play action on the jet sweep. QB steps up in the pocket, and is he going to run? No, he's going to throw late. He's got a man wide open over the middle. He's caught at the 30, down to the 25-yard line, and what a nice catch over the middle for Benedictine. And Jonah Roberts, the freshman.
Yeah, Jonah Roberts, one of those guys we saw last week against Clark, make a lot of plays. And what about Luke Laskowski on that play? He had the ball, went up over a defender, approaches the line of scrimmage like he's going to run it, drags the back foot, and makes a solid throw to Withrow over the middle. That was an impressive play out of Luke Laskowski.
I like the awareness of where he's out on the field as he pulled up and threw that ball about a yard short of the line of scrimmage. Well done. First and 10. Benedict in at the 25-yard line. Handoff is going to go to Bray. Starts left. Comes right. 25. Reaches the edge of the 20. Turns back inside the block of the 15. All the way to the 10-yard line. The ball pops loose at the 10. I thought they had called him down. The line judge says, no, but the Ravens have recovered. And who is that coming up off the bottom of the stack with that football? That was good hustle down there by one of the Raven wideouts. And for BC, that is Ethan, I think, right?
No, it's Harry Balky.
Was that Harry?
Yep. So Harry Balky, the freshman, able to come up with the fumble. And we talked about it a little bit when Drake came in with that right hand all bandaged up, and that's where he had it. Great job by Graceland, able to knock it away, but Benedictine retains possession. They'll have a first and goal at the 9.
You know what? We're in the last 3 minutes of the game, and we have failed to mention something that is of little consequence, but of some curiosity. Hand off to Drake Prey. Count this one. Touchdown, Ravens! How about that? Drake Prey, just a simple run to the right side, goes into the end zone, and BC pushes its lead now to 61-7. Because we have been remiss in not mentioning that the Ravens are in their third different uniform combination of the season with white jerseys today, black helmets, black pants, and red lettering and trim. So,
okay.
I've seen this uniform.
Is this maybe a first?
If it isn't,
we decided that the pants being or all white jerseys was the first time since 83.
That's right. They had all white in 83. Here's a PAT. It's up. It's in. And we've got exactly 3 minutes to go, and we're going to take a break. It's all Benedictine still. BC 62, Graceland 7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Here's a Benedictine kick. It is high, it is short. Nobody picks it up. It's bouncing around to the 15. Now picked up at the 10-yard line, spinning in circles and running to the outside and running out of bounds into the Ravens sideline just across the 20-yard line. There was some confusion, Gus, on that kick return. Graceland was like
four guys
all
were
around it.
Yeah, four guys retreated back to it. And I think all four of them thought somebody else was going to field it. When it was all said and done, it bounds around him. Graceland, though, able to get decent field position out of this thing. They're going to get it up to the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Yellow Jacket offense with just under 3 minutes to play.
This will be the final possession of the day for Graceland as we are under 3 minutes, as you say, to go. Yellow Jackets at their own 21. The straight-ahead run and zero yardage for Jayshon McGraw. McGraw hits the middle of the line, but as he does, man, big white jerseys in there. And those Raven front line guys making a nice tackle. And I'm giving the credit to this one to Eric Chavez, the freshman again out of Lancaster, California. Because we do coming in, talk to coach, going to see quite a few freshmen today. And I guess, I don't know, is it a combination of we really did see a lot of freshmen and I'm not used to seeing any freshmen that it makes it really stand out to me?
Yeah, that's a little bit of everything. I mean, I think it did count up that we did get to all 10 freshmen that we anticipated seeing today. And these guys are making a lot of plays today, too.
Second down and 11. Bracing at their own 20 now. Taking a lot of time. Lewis hands off, little draw play. And the first tackle broken, but the second tackle won't be. And that is well done by Jared Heron out there. Another freshman making a very sound technical tackle.
Also getting in on the stop, we're seeing Barrera in there. So getting a lot of mix out there for the Ravens. You got some upperclassmen, some younger guys, and right now this defense looks pretty hungry. And with 90 seconds left, Graceland looks like they're in no hurry.
They're just ready to get this thing back to the locker room. We're in third down and eight.
Yeah, third and eight. I think really they just don't want to give the ball back to Benedictum, but even if they did, I expect the Ravens to go to an E. So.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Here's a straight I formation behind quarterback Lewis. Rolls right, backs stay into block, changes direction, rolls left. He's got a little avenue if he wants to run to the outside, catches a seam there, crosses the 30 and across the 35, giving credit for the first down, and they'll advance the chains, first and 10. Graceland stopping the clock at a minute 3 to go. So Graceland will have the final possession of the day. Benedictine will not touch the football once again. And BC?
You feel comfortable in that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty good with that. Because I think Graceland's going to do nothing too out of the box right here. Because you know why? They haven't done anything out of the box today.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with all that. Real quick, we'll take a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Boom, we're updating that, and we'll talk about that after this play.
Here's Caleb Patterson, wide to the right side. He's the only guy not in tight on this first down call. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. He will get to the line of scrimmage, and he will get brought down very quickly right there by Spencer Witt.
Yeah, Spencer Witt, a senior linebacker out there for the Ravens. How about games around the conference today? Up in Des Moines, it was Grandview, 23 over Evangel, 6. You've got Baker beating Clark today, 41-6. They'll be home tomorrow. At the start of the third quarter, Peru State leads Mid-America 18-0. At the half, it is William Penn 21, Missouri Valley 13, and we'll get that last score here in just a moment.
Half a minute to go in the ballgame, and again, Grayson is in no hurry. Hand off, tail back, tries the right side of the line, finds the going absolutely impossible, and that is very likely the final play of the game. Final score here this afternoon from Lamoni, Iowa. The Benedictine Ravens 62, Graceland 7. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Stay tuned for the Benedictine Raven postgame wrap right after this.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all season. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Lamoni, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens made it back-to-back wins and almost back-to-back shutout wins as they come away with a 62-7 victory here over Graceland in Lamoni this afternoon. And for the Ravens, again, another pretty solid outing. And you look at things, the notes that you've kept. I see touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. What I don't see is punt. I don't see turnover. I don't see anything that stopped a possession other than a score.
Yeah, and for coach, he's probably going to be okay with that, right? The punter is just an optional position on this team.
Absolutely.
I feel like you love the punter, but you don't want to see him. And so, yeah, for the Ravens today, 35 first down, 17 of those passing, 12 rushing. And for Graceland, they're going to hate giving up 6 first downs by way of penalty. Benedictine was 1 of 1 on fourth down. They were 6 of 9 on third down. For Graceland, they were 47% on third down and 50% on fourth down. Total yardage today, Benedictine, 58 plays for 472 yards. Graceland running that triple option, 65 plays for 286 yards.
So balanced for Benedictine. They had 4 touchdowns and a field goal on the first down.
had 4 touchdowns, a field goal in the second half. And so when you watch these games, we talked about it at intermission, you know, are you going to be able to maintain the intensity? Are you going to be able to keep the level up high? Well, it looks to me like they kept it equal in the second half as of what they'd had in the first. And so for BC, it's a good win.
And for the Ravens, coming up with 3 turnovers today, they were able to recover 2 fumbles and an interception on the day. If there is a number that Coach Osborne's going to hang up on, because every coach has to come away with something,
you have to make it a
something to hold on. Penalties. 10 of them today. 99 yards on the afternoon.
The Benedictine Ravens moved to 3-2 on the season, and we're back next week as BC is at home. They'll have Culver Stockton coming to town. Culver Stockton at last look, who is on their way to a big win over Central Methodist today, and we'll look forward to having them at Wilcox Stadium next Saturday. We want to thank Kyle Shrink. He was our halftime guest and did a fabulous job. Kyle, it was great to talk to you. We hope everybody enjoyed that conversation. And we also want to thank Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Again, the final score from Lamoni, Iowa. The Benedictine Ravens, 62, Graceland, 7. Until we greet you next time, for Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.